fuck, I don't even have a movie moment.
Oh man, look at you. Look at this guy.
It just hit me right now.
Hit me like a dick in the mouth.
Dick in the mouth. That's funny.
Hey Lito, do you know that I have a deaf friend?
Really?
Yeah.
Does he know it?
He knows. He can't hear when I'm calling him a deaf asshole, but maybe he can read my lips. But it's true.
I know what you're kindly making.
I got a deaf friend. His name is Seth. Seth the Deaf, I call him. Deaf really? Seth.
Deaf Seth.
Anyway. He recently got married. Do you know this guy? Really? Have I mentioned him before?
I don't think so.
No shit? I would think I'd mention a guy named Deaf Seth, right? I guess not, though.
I have a really bad memory, so okay. If you did, I do apologize. But something like that, I would have capitalized on.
Well, anyways, he saved himself for marriage, right? Didn't have any sexy time until he got married. And, dude, no bullshit, he married a deaf chick.
Really?
Yeah, soulmates. But there's a problem. He told me about it. Well, he told me with his hands.
He signed you.
Yeah. I can sign language, by the way.
Yeah.
Let me show you something. See? What do you think about that?
What is that?
I just said, I can sign language in sign language.
It looked like you were, rolling some dough or something like that.
Well, anyways, he told me that they had a problem, man. It's only been like a couple weeks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. He told me in the first week of their marriage that they found it very hard to communicate in the bedroom at night. You know? Sexy time stuff, because they couldn't see their signing in the dark. So she tells him in sign language. She says, hey, things aren't really working out too well at night when we, try to get physical. And he's like, yeah, I understand. And so she said, I come up with a new system that we should probably do that would help us. And he's telling me all this, right, over a beer. Deaf people drink beer. You know that? I didn't know that.
Well, why wouldn't they? They still have taste buds.
Yeah. So she said, I got a new system I'm coming up with. At nighttime, if you want to have sex, squeeze my left breast. If you don't want to have sex, squeeze my right breast. So he's like, that's a good one. Yeah. He said, but the same thing for you. If you want to have sex, pull on my penis one time. If you don't want to have sex, pull on it 50 times. All right. Hey, Lito.
Hey, James.
How was your proctology visit today?
It was the optometrist.
Oh, why did you get those two confused?
I don't know. I thought
maybe you got something else stuck up there, you know?
A little toy car? No, I didn't go to a proctologist. Why do I need to pay someone to go up there? And if I can just have my boyfriend do it for free?
That's true. That's a good point.
Yeah. See?
So are you legally blind?
You know what? I have these glasses that everyone makes fun of me for them because, you know, like even with the fancy pants shaving they call, I can make these lenses really, really kind of thin. But the thing is what, you know, regular people, your lenses aren't supposed to be thicker than the frames. And even with all the shaving, as much as they could, I still have a little line that goes over the frame. So everyone's like, oh, look at this guy. You can see into the future. You know, I get that at work all the time.
Why did you get thicker frames?
I got pretty thick frames as it is. Oh, I mean, I got the Buddy Holly plastic glasses, you know?
Okay.
The GI issued ones. And so when I went to the optometrist, you know, I kind of like, you know, they're making fun of me at work, you know?
You said that?
Yeah. And he's like, actually, they're really thin. I mean, compared to other people, you're at like a negative six. Mm-hmm. It's like when we have customers that are at negative.
Was talking about your dick or your eyes?
No, my eyes at this time.
Oh, okay.
He was touching my dick, but he was, you know, looking in my, you know, looking into my eyes.
Oh, that's professional.
The way I like it, you know. Yeah. Got to keep it professional and a little romantic. So he's like, oh, no, it's people that have like negative 20. That's when, you know, you got to worry, you know. Mm-hmm. That's when people are considered legally blind.
Yeah.
So. I'm okay. Almost there. I'm almost there.
So wait, what was the point of your visit? Because you wanted to,
no,
it's like therapy for you. You wanted to go complain about your stupid, horrible glasses.
I can't see.
No, it's like, they're making fun of me. Yeah. What do I do?
No,
it's okay to be yourself, Lito.
If like I've been wearing glasses forever, mm-hmm. and it's because I had to let my eyes rest. Because the contacts before that were, you know, digging into my eye, kind of cutting my eyeball.
Yeah.
So that whole glasses time was just kind of letting my eyeball heal. Mm-hmm. So now I'm back on contacts. So they kind of want to check in and make sure everything's okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And that's been...
and I'm still getting shit for it because, you know, I got dickheads like the jarhead Danny the fuckface and Al, you know, I bet your contacts is thick as a fucking bottle cap, huh? It's like, fuck you, asshole. It's as thin as your dick.
And that has been Lito's optometry update. All right, Lito.
Yes.
I got to tell you something, man. Well, first of all, this is the Danger Hour, by the way. And this is Lito. Miguel, Lito, Ramirez.
Yo.
Jesus Christ. And I'm James Danger. And anyways, I got to tell you something, people. Folks listening through the radio lands, Lito is usually a piece of shit liar, right? But I got to tell you something.
How do you figure? Whenever what? I ever lied?
Oh, you always lie about stuff. You're not very truthful.
I don't think I've
ever. I'm going to say you put up a lot of fronts. That's all I'm going to say, if I can use the street lingo. But I'm going to say this. Hold on, hold on. I'm shitting on you right now to build you back up right now. So give me a break. Hold on.
You don't want to see me when I'm angry.
So Lito, I got to praise him. He was right about something. Only one thing.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's usually always wrong. He invited me over to his place the other night. And I got to tell you, first of all, his wife, very hospitable, very friendly. I felt very invited and wanted.
It's
unlike,
weird.
Unlike being here with my family. So,
could you please leave the room, God damn it?
So she gave me these fish tacos that were unfucking believable.
Nice.
I still think about them. Even though it's been like 4 days.
I should have brought some. I would have known. I didn't know, or I would have.
Holy shit. You weren't lying when you said she was a good cook.
Yeah.
God damn. That's all I want to say.
That's why I put the ring on it. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
You're married?
Not yet.
Well, there you go. You're lying. See what I mean?
That's when
you say
you
are a liar.
You put the ring. Was that black girl trigger?
What? Beyonce?
Beyonce, you know. If you like it, you better put a ring on it. Uh-oh.
All right.
So.
That's all I wanted to say, man.
Well,
I appreciate you guys taking me in. Like, I was a homeless guy. You brought me in. You kept me warm. You gave me some drinks and food.
The praise really isn't on me. I didn't really do anything. I just kind of sat there and enjoyed
it
as much as you did.
You talked it up, right? Talked it up. And so I said, all right.
The expectations were high, huh?
And I that day you said that, I planned and I conspired.
Yeah?
I said, you know what? One day I'm going to get into their place. I'm going to infiltrate my way in. And I'm going to somehow get my hands on some of that food. And I'll fucking get to the bottom of this shit. And I did. I never really wanted to hang out with you. I just wanted to go have food.
Now, that's true. I mean, it's we've had many a conversation where it's like, yeah, we really don't hang out outside the danger hour. It's like, yeah.
That's your fault, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
I always invite you. I'm so busy. I'm a celebrity. Whatever you say.
Let the record show that he doesn't even have my phone number.
What?
Yeah, I said it.
I don't have your phone number.
I was being... God damn you.
What's that even mean? How do we talk? How do I text you?
Dude, Facebooks.
The Facebooks. All right. You know, I got some good news and bad news, Lito. What do you want to hear first?
Let's go with the good news.
Okay, bad news. Dolphin Mike is dead. Long gone. It's over.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That's it.
Gonna miss him.
I'm not.
It was really funny how he just, you know, the mic just interjected when it wanted to. And it did this weird noise like, ee! You know, like I can't really do the high pitch because I have, you know, big balls.
Oh, bullshit. So, let me hear the highest pitch.
I can't even do it.
That's horrible, dude. Can you beat that? So I took the mic. I called the Sam Ash.
The Sam Ashes.
And I talked to this dude. And I'm like, hey, I told him the whole story.
Listen here, I'd like to talk to Sam.
Yeah.
Is Sam around?
Yeah.
You should call him up asking for that.
Actually, I called up and the girl answered. I'm like, I want to speak to the manager.
Okay, hold on, please.
So the guy comes on. Hello, can I help you? And I was like, are you the manager?
Wait a minute, funny. This is the manager, Sam. No way.
So he goes, yeah, what's the problem here? So I tell him the whole story. And he goes, oh, so what's exactly wrong with the mic? I'm like, it's making dolphin noises. It's like,
you told him it makes dolphin noises? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, it just makes high pitched noise.
Uh oh.
High pitched noises.
It's the curse of the mic.
So I gotta get a pop filter. So I told him that, and he's like, all right, I'll bring it right over, and we'll exchange it for you. I'm like, holy shit. This is easy. So I went there, dude. They had me a fucking brand new box with a brand new product. So the good news is we're back to three mics. Look at that.
Look at that.
Hey, we were talking about something earlier before the show.
Yeah.
And we were going to bring it up, but I forgot what it was. Do you remember?
You asked the wrong person.
You go, I'm going to bring that up on the show. I'm going to stop talking about it. Oh, the microwave kid.
The microwave. Okay. Talking so about...
Were making popcorn, and their faces were like an inch away from the microwave looking in.
Are we doing our product bitching again?
Huh?
Our product bitching?
I don't know. You had something to say about it.
Okay.
I don't know,
to another product. The microwave, yeah, like we were talking about. We were in the kitchen. Every time we do a show, we go into the kitchen, the danger kitchen, I guess you could name it. And we had our shot of Captain Morgan, which I thought tasted like something.
Fancy Boy or something?
Rum.
Captain Morgan Fancy Boy. Private Stock, that's what it's called.
Private Stock. I don't think it's anything fancy.
I don't know.
And his kids came in, and they're precious as ever. And they put the popcorn inside the microwave, and they're just like staring at it as the seconds go by. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think that's safe, you know? So
I had to poison my kids.
Maybe they wanted to come out like that, sterile and blind and retarded.
They don't want to continue this lineage.
It stops with us. But Daddy told us. So the other day, I was at work, and we have a microwave there. You know, oh, fancy. Mm-hmm. And there was a fucking cockroach in it. And it was a little small cockroach.
Inside the microwave?
Inside the microwave.
How'd it get in there?
Obviously, it's going to follow where the food's at.
How'd it get inside the microwave, though?
Obviously, somebody left it open. Holy shit. You know, fucking made its way through the circuitry and everything like that.
Or someone put it in there on purpose just to watch it blow up.
Okay, so this is my thing, all right?
Okay.
So when I saw this tiny little cockroach, I was like, all right, I'm going to clean up the microwave, wipe it down, take this bitch out, wash my hands, everything like that. So the whole idea came into my head. I got a little devilish. Yes, my horns did grow up because I was like, let me see if these motherfuckers can really survive. Okay.
You mean radioactivity?
Yes. Because they said roaches are going to survive after nuclear bombs.
Right.
Which is pretty much what a microwave is.
But okay. I don't think they mean like if a fucking roach gets hit by a bomb. I think it means if it's not in the fucking strike zone.
Okay,
it's in
but
the
thing is, so check this out. You know, you could put something in a microwave within 15 seconds. I mean, instantly, it's already going to start getting hit with some waves. I put this thing on for 10 seconds, and this motherfucker was still walking around.
No shit.
Put it on for another 15 seconds, this motherfucker was still walking around, got out, and left. I didn't even kill it.
I know what it is.
I put it on a napkin.
I know what it is.
What?
I think scientists already knew this, and they made the microwave glass out of cockroach shell.
It could be. I seriously think maybe something's to it, because I had so much respect for the animal at that time. Then I'm like, you know what?
But you only went 15 seconds.
How much does it really need?
I would have went at least 5 minutes.
5 minutes,
dude. I would have waited till that fucker blew. I want to see his breaking point.
But the thing is like, it got my respect. After 25 seconds, I got a napkin, made it a little bridge, and I fucking put it on its way. I was like,
was it like glowing? Like,
I put it down. It's all, oh, thank you. So I let it go on its
whistle.
it made its way on, and I was like, wow, these motherfuckers. And then I was like, holy shit, it's going to be true.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, I don't know, maybe something like the mic's broken. So I checked it, and it's on like the highest temperature or the highest wattage or whatever it is, power high. And then I was thinking, I was like fucking thinking about it during lunchtime, and I'm like, wait a minute. It brought me back to that movie Kick-Ass. Remember when they put him in that big microwave thing?
Yeah.
They're like torturing that guy, and he just fucking explodes.
Yeah.
And that was only like 2 seconds, 3 seconds. So I don't know, man.
It was longer than that. He was screaming for a while.
Yeah. Any cockroaches, you know, if you don't want to get ruled off by him.
Here's what you got to do now. You got to put another kind of bug in there and see what happens. Maybe it's the faulty microwave.
Maybe I should just stop fucking with animals.
Maybe there's just a light bulb in the microwave. It doesn't really work.
Oh, there's another animal. Kill it. I don't know, man. I felt really evil because I'm the type of person that
Hey, I don't like that's a scientific things. Experiment. That's that, not
it,
evil.
It, no, it was. I really didn't want to go that way because let the record show that.
Wait, are you saying asshole thought or not? Are you an asshole for trying to kill a cockroach? No,
it could have been. Yeah, maybe that is my asshole thought or not. I don't know if you want to go. Yeah, all right. But let the record show that I have gone out of my way to pick up a snail because, you know, as you can see, the trajectory of a snail, it's trying to cross the garden. You know, it wants after the rain, you know, a snail comes out from one piece of the lawn and it's going in the way of another piece of the lawn. So I'll grab this motherfucker because, you know, it's going to take him about another 20 minutes to get there. I'll grab him so he doesn't get stepped on and I'll put him in the lawn.
OK, you're an asshole now.
Why?
Because. That's like the homeless guy, or not the homeless. That's like that's the cripple guy factor. They don't want you to carry them for the fucking to their goddamn store. They want to do it themselves. Yeah, so but here you come along. Oh, I can walk normally at a rapid pace. Let me lift you up off your fucking bullshit retard mode and put you over here because I'm better than you. Now the snail was like, "Fuck this guy, dude!" And now in front of all his snail friends, he's an asshole because of you.
And
look at Reggie the snail. He got helped out by that human.
So I'm fucking up with natural selection.
Yeah.
Because you know what's the...
You're playing God, my friend.
You know what's really funny is one day I picked up a snail, right? And I moved it. And I'm like, there you go. And I took a step around. Like, I took another two steps. And I'm like feeling good about myself. And, you know, a couple steps. Comes like, crotch. I'm like, oh, what the hell is that? Huh? I lifted my foot. I stepped on another snail.
That's what happens, man.
I was like, oh, God damn it.
Hey, but you balanced the system.
I balanced the system. Oh, yeah. Maybe, like, I was watching fucking National Geographic today.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was watching the show about the turtles. You know, it's like Turtle Beach and they have their babies and like a couple hundred turtles start running to the beach. And like there's all kinds of like fucking cranes and crabs and alligators going after them. Like in me, I just want to go to that beach and like just start. No, leave the turtles alone. Get away. And they'll like start kicking crabs away and like kicking birds away.
But that's how you will defeat the turtles because they'll be so dependent on you after that.
Maybe
they can't survive. You're fucking with everything, dude. Just stay home. But you know what? But it would be cool if you're like, fuck, I gotta walk to work. My car broke down, and God comes, let me help you, little friend.
Picks you up by the back of your shoulder. There you go.
That would be cool. But then after that, like, Denny would be like, yeah, what a bitch. You get helped up by God.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, right
like
away.
A bitch.
Right away, he's there to correct it. You know, maybe,
yeah, you
maybe he doesn't need to actually figuratively, you know, pick you up by your sleeves. Maybe he, you know, sends out his God rays to the lights you're passing. And he just gives you nothing but green lights.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's that a phenomenon you can explain? Nothing but green lights?
That's just good timing.
Yeah. Maybe. I'm really tripped out by things like that.
Dude, are you telling me that because of this cockroach fucking thing that you're on some kind of like religious path? Are you like
No, it's not a religious path. No.
Are you like Samuel Jackson from Pulp Fiction? God came and stopped the cockroach from getting killed.
This passage, it's not about killing people. It's about life. No, man, I sit there and I still have stoner thoughts without smoking.
Right.
You know, like I had this thought a long time ago when I found a quarter and I put on the Instagrams and like, oh, this quarter is it's as old as me. Where has it been? Where have I been? And I was like tripping out. And like there'd be times where I'm like, you know, the whole parking lot, you know, drama I go through every time, you know, I'm leaving or I come to work and like, this lady's pulling out and I'm pulling in and I'm like, what transpired in my life and her life to actually have us connect so I can go ahead and meet her at this exact time so I could take that spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then that shit just blows my mind. I'm telling you, man.
Have you seen Hellboy?
I have.
You know that fish guy?
Yeah.
How he can touch something and see
Ape
like.
Sapien. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He just fucking. Oh.
Yeah. What if you had that power and you touched that quarter? You can see how every
I can
place
see everything
that
she's
been.
Done, you know?
Yeah.
Like.
It's got to be in someone's asshole at one point. You have to know that, right?
She's just like, you know, oh, it's okay. This lady woke up. She did this thing. Oh, she was going to take a shit, but she didn't after all. So that's why I was able to catch up to her at this time.
Yeah.
You know? So I always think about that stuff. So, yes, stoner thought or not.
Stoner. I don't know. How do you answer that?
You don't. You
stoned.
Take,
I don't know.
You don't. You take it in and reflect.
You just laugh a lot.
Moral of the story is cockroaches.
Good or bad? Friend or foe? All right. You know what? I'm going to share a creepy little... I told you about the creepy shit that's happened in this house before, right?
Yeah.
Have you got any weird, strange vibes in this place? I think you said you have, right?
I've heard the knocking. I've heard...
wood knocking. Hold on. Wait a second.
Remember, I... Okay.
Okay, yeah.
In the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I felt somebody knocking on, like, the wall outside. And it was during one of those late night episodes. And right. Nobody was outside. Nobody was, like, nothing around.
Okay.
Okay. So I told you about that. I told you about, you know, whenever we had our Halloween episodes, of course, if you're talking about it, you kind of already think about it. So, you know, I've kind of seen like shadows and everything that like, but you have a lot of vegetation in this house, well, outside of it. So, and there's a lot of big windows. So there's going to be a lot of shadows playing through. But, I don't know. I'm not one to say I've felt something, but I definitely have heard stuff. But I mean, you said this house is old, so.
Yeah, working at that bar, I used to hear shit all the time. So, yeah.
There's some things that have been heard distinctly, though. I mean, I did hear that knock. I know that's for sure.
That could have been a lot. That could have been my kids. Were my kids there?
It was outside, and this was at about 12 o'clock at night.
Oh yeah, I don't fucking know.
Yeah,
that. And let me tell you, I was in
the bathroom, and it was on the wall outside.
This happened to me like this last weekend that just passed.
Okay.
So, oh, we were talking earlier about falling asleep on the couch.
Yeah.
So this is the weekend. So now, besides the shows, I only try to drink on like Friday and Saturday.
And Sunday.
So, no, I'm usually recovering on Sunday. Friday, I usually go light. Saturday, I go hard. You know what I'm saying?
Light and hard.
And you know about that. And Sunday, I'm usually, you know, recovering and getting ready for the week. But anyways, this was on Friday. And my wife was sick as fuck still. So she went to bed.
She still sounds pretty sick, huh?
Oh yeah, but she's getting better. She was bad, dude. For like 3 days, she was like on the verge of fucking death. So I'm in the living room watching, like, I don't even know what I'm watching. Maybe it's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
It's probably
she hates that show.
I'm guessing it's either Coraline or it's gonna be Coraline or Brokeback Mountain.
Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah.
No, so I'm watching. I think it's Always Sunny because she hates watching that show and I can't watch it with her. And so I'm sitting there and I'm having, like, you know. I'm on my second glass of whiskey. That's all. That's all I've had for the night.
Okay.
But yeah, you know, it hits me. Like, I get comfortable. I'm like warm. Next thing I know, I'm waking up. And I was like, fuck, dude, I fell asleep. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm so comfortable. I'm just going to stay here. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to bed. I was like in that perfect spot, dude. Like, yeah. You just like, I'm
good. You don't want to move.
Yeah.
You're good.
I'm perfect. That's and it. I'm so fucking tired. I don't even give it. I'm not even turning the fucking PS3 off. I'm that lazy. I'm not even going to bother. I'll leave it on. And so I close my eyes, and dude, I hear like something trying to get my attention. I'm like, okay, I fucking hear that, but just stop right now. Whatever it is, stop. Yeah. And I keep hearing it, dude. And it's you know, it's late. My kids are long asleep. They're in you know, what's the word? They're in fucking coma mode.
Dreamland.
You know? Yeah. And so, like, I'm like, fuck, I still hear that. I'm like, all right, fuck it. I wake up, I get up, and it stops. It's like, all right.
Okay.
I'm just going to go get a glass because I've been drinking. I finished my whiskey. I'm like, I'm going to drink some water. Then I'm going to go to bed. So I go in the kitchen. I don't put the lights on. But like I said, my Christmas tree is still in there.
Yeah.
And the lights up the living room. So I left that on. So that little light, I can see what's going on, but I'm not putting any lights on. I get some water. It's like I said, it's really dark except for the living room, but the light I can see in the kitchen still. I'm taking a drink, and dude, once I put the glass to my lips, the corner of my eye, my daughter has this fucking cup, and if you press the bottom button, the light, it lights up like little like crazy lights happening. It's a pink cup.
It's
and
pink. I just saw it right now.
You saw it, okay?
Yeah, I saw it.
So it's dark as fuck. I go to take my drink. The goddamn cup turns on by itself.
No way.
Flashing like crazy, and I'm like, fuck. I got the shivers like down my
you
spine.
You run to the room.
No, I didn't. I'm like, no. There's something there. This can be explained.
Yeah.
I'm not going to freak out. But dude, the walk, you know, turn the lights off to the tree, walk into the room. Is like, I get into bed. I'm like, Natalie, this is what's happened to me. And I tell her, that's pretty creepy. That was it. I was like, fucking it. But it turns out that cup has like a defect. Like, it won't stop turning on. Like, it just keeps. You know, it's got a faulty glitches, thing. But that night, dude, it fucked my head.
Yeah. And,
I was like, dude, is something going on in this house? And like, is it like a bunch of like just coincidental occurrences?
Coincidinks?
You know? I don't know.
I don't know, man. They always.
I thought you could kick out of that. So
the ghost shows always do. You know, say that the ghosts try to inhibit something electrical, just because you know we are beings made of energy, and a ghost is leftover energy. That's so true. They try to find an energy source to try to display themselves.
Yeah.
So you must have a gay ghost because he went to a pink cup. I mean, out of all,
I know my son's got a green one. Can he go in that one?
Out of all the cups and the, you know, electronics, he went to, oh, look at me. I'm so beautiful.
I'm going to contact.
I'm sorry, ghost. I'm going to contact the map
of the stars. Like, and here we are with the gay ghost of Alcina Heights.
Oh.
Anyways.
All right, Leto. I didn't mean a ghost. Don't follow me home.
Oh, come on. He doesn't care. Go in his car with him. Here we go. Funny. Leto, are you ready for Mr. Know-It-All?
His master, know it all. I know a thing about a thing or two.
All right, Leto. With the new Superman movie coming out, I thought it would be nice to explore a little bit of Superman stuff.
Superman,
yes. Phil Superman. Okay, Leto, are you good on Superman? Or you're not really, huh? You're not a DC guy?
I'm not a super dick. Okay. Fan. Yeah.
Well, I hope you get this wrong. Put your phone down. No cheating.
Oh,
no, no cheating.
No.
What is Superman's blood type?
Does he have blood?
Yeah. You've seen him on like comic book covers and he's all beat to shit and he's bleeding, right?
Fuck, I don't know.
Take a guess.
Let's... positive?
That is incorrect! All right, Leto, here's the answer. You obviously don't know it all.
I don't know. Not everything.
And it's, okay, here's what it says in the comic book. It's amazing. Incredible. Your blood conforms to all four types. That's from really? Superman number 6 from the 40s. It's funny because Lois needs a blood transfusion and Clark Kent donates. And it says, at that time, physicians were aware of AB and O blood types, but the RH factor, the positive negative blood typing system, was just being discovered. So while the doctors knew that blood types affected transfusions, they didn't know why. It wasn't until the 60s that scientists discovered that blood types represented certain proteins of the surface of blood cells. This is all over our heads, but just go with it.
Oh, no, I get it.
So blood type A has A proteins in its cells. Blood type B has B proteins in its cells. Blood type AB has both A and B proteins in its cells, and type O blood...
Let me guess. Has type O proteins?
Has neither A nor B
proteins. Oh, shit.
So, thus, someone whose blood conforms to all four blood types, as in Superman's did at that time, must have all the cellular proteins present and has type AB blood.
Huh.
But it's a poor choice of blood transfusion because Lois is type O.
Oh.
So it did nothing for her. Scientifically.
How'd they even get a needle into Superman's arm?
I was thinking about that. So I read, it's on this page and it says, obviously, Superman had to rip open his own skin to get to his blood.
That sounds like it fucking hurts.
And it's like, wait. So you're telling me that Clark Kent, you know, he's just like normal dude, goes, hold on, let me rip open my skin for you to take my blood. Isn't that kind of weird?
Can he grow it back? Does he have like the mutant healing power? I mean, how does that happen?
Wouldn't it heal right away?
Yeah.
Superman, I don't know.
He just keeps on ripping a finger and it'll grow back. How does that happen? I'm not a Superman guy. I'm not a Superman guy. No super dick screaming out loud of his car right now.
I doubt he knows. I don't think he would know, man, to be honest with you. I got to call him out on that.
You know what?
I should call him right now.
Should I call him right now?
Yes. I will call him.
Oh, I hope he picks up.
Hey, Super Dick, you're on the air right now.
I'm on the air.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast.
What are you calling me for, man?
What?
I said, what are you calling me for, SA?
Hey, uh-oh. don't get all fucking crazy with me, bitch.
He's been living in Norwalk too long.
Hey, Leto and I are here. I called you because I had a Superman question, and then we were curious. Actually, I wasn't planning on calling you, but Leto was like, I bet you Super Dick would know that. And I was like, I bet he won't.
I wanted to call out for a lifeline.
Yeah. So we did our Mr. Know-It-All question, and Lito got it wrong, of course. But I wanted to see if you knew the answer to it.
Oh, great. You're asking the one question I don't know.
Well, I fucking hope so. All right, Super Dick, this is for your life, actually. If you get it wrong, you will get killed soon.
My car will explode?
Yeah. There's already a bomb on your car. Depending on your answer, you will blow up or not. All right, here's your question. What is Superman's blood type?
Greek. I want to say like O positive or something, but I'm not sure.
Is that
unknown unhuman blood type?
Is that your final wrong answer?
What's the answer?
It's AB. Yeah, this is from 1940s Superman number 6. They didn't know about negatives and positives in actually blood types back then. So Lois needed a blood transfusion, and Clark Kent somehow ripped open his own arm to donate blood. You know this?
Which is a blood type that's a universal donor.
Isn't that O?
O is a universal donor.
Ask him.
Is it O positive?
Yeah.
Ask him.
So you're saying they didn't know about that blood type back in the 40s, you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
So they figured AB covered all of them, but they were wrong.
Yeah.
Ask him if he knows the Superman have like regenerative powers.
Stupid assholes.
What?
Okay. Hey. Here's your next question. So apparently Superman ripped open his own arm to give blood. Does he have like Wolverine style like healing powers?
Yeah, he does.
So if he rips his arm open, how soon after will his arm heal?
I mean, it depends on the damage, but I mean, when you say rip his arm open, don't you mean he just punctured himself so he could get some blood out?
Hey, don't get all uppity with me. He's getting a blood sample, goddammit.
You make it sound like he ripped off part of his arm.
Well, maybe that's what happened. I don't know.
I was thinking violently. Take it all.
He probably like just barely pricked himself somehow and got some blood out.
Yeah, that's probably right.
He used one of his strands of hair and poked through his skin.
All right, Super Dick, you have failed me. You have failed me, you have failed Lito, and you failed all our listeners. So I hope you have a horrible night. Don't go for any drives anytime soon.
Don't go what?
Don't go for any drives in your car anytime soon.
I'm actually driving home right now. So uh-oh.
It's just a matter of time before you hear the ticks.
Hey, just don't go under 50 miles per hour.
What do you do? Tell me. What?
Everybody to the left side of the car.
Goddamn, I miss Super Dick.
All right, Super Dick. Hey, it was good talking to you. Keep driving illegally with your phone, and I'll talk to you later, man.
All right, man.
Later.
Oh, what? He is really a Super Dick. He doesn't say any kind of goodbyes. Yeah. He just hangs up the phone.
Meh. Who's fucking... Is he calling me back?
My car just blew up.
Yes, he is. Have you blown up yet?
No, but I just got pulled over.
You got pulled over?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
No, I just wanted to give a shout out. Can I do that on air right now?
Give a shout out?
I just want to give a shout out to the Los Angeles Lakers. They're finally back on track. I'm really psyched about that. So go Lakers!
Do you want to request a song too?
Oklahoma City Thunder. Kobe dominating again.
I can't believe you just wasted our time with that.
Go Lakers!
Well, that's all the time we got for you, Super Dick. We're going to have to see you next time. And goodbye. What a fucking dork.
Go Lakers.
I like his enthusiasm, though.
Yes.
I applaud that.
Yes. I will say I do agree.
All right, dude. Nerdy shit. Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
How do you feel about the official announcement that J.J. Abrams is going to direct the next Star Wars movie.
Well, I know it's going to have money behind it because you got a Jew behind it. So, no, I'm just playing. I like his stuff, man. Yeah. I like his stuff. I don't know much about it. I IMDb'd it the other day to see what exactly he has done. He's got a great way of telling stories, I believe. You know, he kind of sucked me into Star Trek. I've never given Star Trek a chance. And this movie he did with, you know, the remake and everything like that.
I liked it.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
To the point where, you know what, the next one, I'll probably even see it in theater. I mean, he's got me. I mean, it was really cool. I mean, I think that's what he did was he knew. I was reading that he wasn't really a Star Trek fan himself. He was more of a Star Wars fan. So he knew the gist of the idea. He knew that Spock was an alien and he was really smart.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk was a very headstrong, you know, leader type that, you know, always gets job done. And he had a specific role for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And he brought this into the new movie where I didn't feel too much like a noob going into it, but I kind of knew something. Mm-hmm. And he went off that and he made it pretty cool. You know, he added the 21st century to it. You know, everything looked very beautiful, very colorful, very detailed.
Stavish.
Yeah, it was really cool. So with Super 8, I mean, he made this movie feel like something that we watched 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And it's a fucking classic, I think.
Yeah.
I like Super 8. Babadoo doesn't. She hates movies like that. I can never get her to a movie like that. And she fucking loved it. She loved it. And I was really like, she was even telling her brother Roger, you know, we're watching movies one day. And, you know, I don't know if you were hearing that story. You know, we're all watching movies. We're all hanging out. And I picked Star Trek and everybody fell asleep. And they saw Super 8 and they're like, she's like, you never seen Super 8? It's a good movie. You know, it's got, she liked it because of the story, you know, the kids, it's got the drama at home and, you know, mom was, you know, accidentally killed by, you know, the potential girlfriend's dad and, you know, so it was cool like that. So I have high hopes with this.
Did you ever watch Alias?
I never watched Alias. I always heard it was good.
Was he behind that?
I think he was. He was behind a bunch of. He was a writer for a lot of things.
He's behind Lost. He did something with Lost.
Yeah. So, well, I know he's behind that. He was behind the. I looked into it too because there's a lot of directors that have their own episodes of The Office.
Mm-hmm.
And he did an episode. I was like, fuck. I went and found it like a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, I like that episode a lot too. I actually remember it.
Yeah.
You know, he makes really good choices of what he's going to do with it.
Uh-huh.
So I have really, really high hopes now, especially I already had high hopes with Disney backing it because they're going to have they're going to have the money to do what they want. J.J. Abrams. I like what he did with, the two movies that I'm aware of, Star Trek and
did he do Cloverfield?
I don't know. No, I don't.
I think he did, man.
Let me IMDb it. Hold on.
Did you like that one?
I did like
I liked Cloverfield.
I liked it a lot. I was one of those people that, you know, when what movie what is it that it came out with? It was a trailer for some movie, and I remember the movie. I think it was Transformers.
Yeah.
And I saw this, and I'm like, what is that? Like I was that person that was every day online trying to find what this really was. You know. Hold on.
You know what? All this shit we've been talking about that has his name attached to it, they all have a common. They have something in common. They all, well, a few things in common, but a lot of it is they're all very character driven and all the characters interact very well with each other.
Yeah.
And they can all play off each other. I don't know if he's responsible for that aspect of it, but it seems like he is because everything he's attached to, like they all have like memorable fucking characters. Dude, like Lost, were you a fan of Lost? I forget.
No. I watched a couple of them, but I mean.
God damn, dude, that was such a good fucking show until the last season. But the characters, man, that's all it was about. Super 8, the same thing, everything. I mean, I once I heard that, I'm like, yeah, good choice with the Star Wars thing.
Yeah, no, I thought it was a really good choice. I'm not seeing anything with him on it. I see him attached to a second untitled something Cloverfield. But I mean, I'm pretty sure he did something with it. I mean, his you know, on IMDb right now and his list of, you know, just the known for, you know, the top known for is Lost, Super 8, Armageddon. He's the writer for Armageddon.
Oh,
and he was the director, writer for Mission Impossible 3. Did you watch Mission Impossible 3?
I've seen all of them. Which one is that though?
The Ghost Protocol with what's his name? The ginger guy. No, it wasn't ginger. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ghost Protocol is the fourth one, isn't it?
Was it? No, hold on.
MI3 is the one with the girlfriend.
Right. So it is with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
No, Ghost Protocol is not with the girlfriend. It's where you think she's dead the whole time.
So this is number three. Yeah, this is the one with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
All right. So I watched that one. That one was pretty...
that one was good.
That one was really good. That was the one I don't think I saw part two. I did see part three, and I saw part four because of part three.
Yeah.
And I remember watching it. I was like, wow, this guy, Philip Seymour Hoffman, like, I never saw him as like a, you know, crazy man, you know,
really?
Villain type.
I can totally see that. He's a fucking nut job.
Well, he did it in a good really way, good though. In that movie.
No,
he really
he's good.
Did. He was really, like, in that movie, I forget what he did, but he did something in a movie where usually the villain never does, you know, like they have him trapped or something like that, and they never kill the person when they could. And I think he did it in that movie, and I'm like, oh, shit. He did what any person would do in that fucking, if they really wanted to get the job done, he did it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap. And
took it in his own hands.
I think JJ, I think JJ is the right person because he's got a lot of nerdcore behind him.
Yeah.
I think he gets it. I think he doesn't try to make things out of reach, you know, with Super 8, you know, everything felt very vintagey. Mm-hmm. Even the monster going back into it. I mean, he's trying to build a ship and you know, everything was very, very crude, you know, and it combines all together with these crazy little block things, you know.
Yeah.
And even the monster, you know, that's usually one something like Cloverfield. I didn't really like the monster too much. I thought it was really kind of weird looking. But I liked the monster in Super 8. I thought that was kind of cool. I thought it was cool how they kind of explained that it was an actual alien that they captured.
Yeah.
You know, so I got high hopes for this one.
Hopes.
He's got, you know, so if he did a good job with Star Trek and didn't know about Star Trek and he knows about Star Wars, he's gonna have a good time with it.
Oh yeah. I hope I just really hope that Leto, you're not sitting in the theater and you go, no.
Oh, I know. No, I mean,
and I hope you don't do that at the end of the movie.
I'm too much of a fan, man. I yeah. Today I
nah,
was
you're gonna love it no matter what the fuck happens,
no matter what it is. I mean, today I read that they canceled the 3D remakes.
I read that shit
today. And yeah. I was like, oh, man, that sucks. Oh, fuck it. I'll just watch the DVDs.
Oh, you also heard that they're going to push back the release date?
Yeah, because he's doing some other stuff and everything like that. I don't know. I think 2015 kind of might have been a little too close.
Yeah, that seemed pretty for a huge project
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Was he scheduled for all three of them or just the first one to see how it goes?
I'm reading just the first one. Maybe it might be kind of cool if they did it one by one, you know, just to kind of get a feel for it.
Yeah.
I think that's why the Marvel movies have been so cool is because you don't have just one person doing all of them. I mean, everybody has their artistic take on it, but it's going to be, I think maybe for this, now that I'm thinking about it, they should have probably one director because this is going to be a trilogy. You're going to want the same kind of stylings, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be really good. I just hope Disney doesn't get in the way. But I think if, you know, we've had this conversation before, Josh Whedon, he did such a good job with the Avengers because he's like, no, like, I'm going to make this how it should be made. They're like, okay, you know what? Maybe these directors, you know, maybe they actually know what they're doing. So, you know, they're going to give him the reins.
Yeah.
You know, just sign the checks, get the fuck out of the way. And when the movie is released, they're going to get their checks back. So I just can't. I hope they do something pretty cool at, you know, Disneyland to make some kind of fucking Star Wars
land. You know they're going to, man. They're going to hype the fuck out of this
They're
movie.
Making a Marvel, you know, that big, was it the, what is it called? They got something at Disneyland. It's like a big Tomorrowland. It's like this big building full of like gadgets and gizmos. It's very interactive. They're going to tear that whole, well, not tear it down, but they're going to redo it to the Stark. They're going to make it into a Stark Expo. So it's going to be very interactive, but it's going to have that, you know, Marvel touch behind it. So I think that's going to be pretty cool. You know,
that's awesome. My kid fucking loves Hulk, dude.
Oh,
do all kids love Hulk?
I was a Hulk fan. My godson loves Hulk.
I wasn't a Hulk. Well, I guess there wasn't too much.
It's very simple.
As much as there is now with the character. But he fucking loves because he breaks everything.
It's very simple. I mean, Hulk smash. Hulk does what he wants. You know? It's fucking beautiful. I mean, There's not much more. I mean, he doesn't say anything.
Do you think Hulk is just taking us all back as kids to our caveman days? Like, that's...
Destroy.
Why do you think he's got that fucking sloping forehead like a Cro-Magnon man? Think about it.
So you're saying my kid's retarded then?
No, I think he knows that.
He should like Iron Man.
Breaking stuff's cool, man. Yeah. I feel like fucking Hulk is... I mean, why not? Like, why... Why would they look at Iron Man? They probably think, oh, like he's a robot. Yeah. You know, they don't see that he's doing it for his
ingenuity. He loves Iron Man. That's his second favorite one.
Yeah, but they see Thor, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure like
he shoots shit out of his fucking hand. So my kid will go. That's cool. My kid will go. Shoot me with this fuck. It's like, all right.
I was very, very happy that my nephew, he's 2 years old. He they just told me the other day that he knows who Spider-Man is. And I'm like, oh, fucking awesome. So I go over, I'm all, Milo, who's Spider-Man? He's all, Spider-Man. And I'm like, fuck yeah, it's starting.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So I ran out. Like, I went to Target the other day. I was going to, well, over there where I work, there's a Target. And they have a Spider-Man t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have his size. I was going to buy him one. The Disney store at my mall, they closed down. And they had like all their Disney shit like 50% off.
Yeah.
And like I couldn't find anything. I want to get them one of those Spider-Man masks.
I've been sort of brainwashing my kids, dude.
What? It's perfect. And like I was all about it. I'm like, oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Like before it was like fucking, it was, what's that weird fucking cartoon? Gabba Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, fuck.
He was all over that.
No.
I'm really surprised that these guys, Yo Gabba Gabba, like it's very, very modern hip.
Yeah.
They've got really good bands on there. They had Weezer on there. I mean, they've got Bismarcky doing cool tricks. Like he does like he's on my cool trick is I can beatbox.
I've seen that.
You know, he does.
Yeah. They used to watch that shit like a couple of years ago.
Now he's still kind of on like now he's getting to the point where he's moving on to other things. Like he was on Mickey Mouse. He was on this Mickey Mouse trip.
Yeah.
Now that he likes Spider-Man, I'm like, oh, this is fucking awesome.
Dude, but I got my kids watching fucking the Spider-Man, the animated Spider-Man series.
Yeah.
No, the animated, the one when we were kids.
Yeah.
The
X-Men
fucking series.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Batman,
awesome,
the Batman series.
Such good cartoons.
The Avengers series.
Yeah.
I've got them watching all that shit.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And they fucking love it.
I can't wait.
But now that we're talking about this, I'm like, I am totally fucking brave. Like you just said, finally I can get him going.
Oh yeah,
I was like, I am fucking doing the same thing.
It's why not? I mean,
planting it.
My godson, as soon as I found out everything about him, it's like now everything that I get him is something that I can actually relate to him and play with him. I mean, you know, when I see him, it's like, oh, did you watch wrestling last week? You know, he's a big wrestling fan.
Mm-hmm.
He likes the Chargers in spite of his dad.
I'm out.
In spite of his dad liking the Broncos, he likes the Chargers because Nina likes the Chargers.
You've crossed the line.
He likes Star Wars. He loves wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, everything that I get him is like, basically, when I go shopping for him for his birthday or Christmas, whatever I get him is basically
the cool
what
uncle.
Basically what I get him is secretly what I want. So when I get it and I open it up and I'm like, oh, let me see how it works. It's because I want to fucking play with
it. That's how Greg is, dude, when he gets my kid toys.
I play with it. And I'm like, all right,
dude,
here we go.
Greg, my brother, Greg, he bought...
King Dingling?
Yeah, he bought my son a big fucking like aircraft bomber thing. Like, have you seen this fucking thing?
Oh, yeah.
Those it's got like, cool a, like a 3-foot wingspan, dude. He's like, it's so badass, dude. And I was like, what the fuck? He's 3. Anyway.
That's how it is, man. I didn't know when my godson, when he was young, I think he was like 3 or 4, and I got him his lightsaber.
Yeah.
And Babidi's like, he can't carry that. I'm like, no, he can't.
Dude, we're
he
at can't. Target, and I showed Jacob my lightsaber, and he fell in love with that shit. You know?
They're fucking
when
awesome.
Go, when you throw it and it extends, he was like, oh.
See, and that's the thing. Like, my... I found my old lightsaber. You know, I bought it at the age of 21 or 22. And that was very fucking...
The young age.
That was very... When Babadu went with me, we went to Target one day. I'll tell this story. We went to Target one day, you know, just to, as young kids in love, you know, let's go to Target and buy stuff, you know.
Can I get a beer?
So we make it to Target and we make it to the kids section, you know. Well, I make it to the kids section. Yeah. She's even told this story too. While she's shopping, doing her, you know, looking at clothes or whatever, I'm usually like in the toy section.
Yeah,
I don't fucking care. I look at a toy still.
Oh fuck yeah!
So
thank you.
one day we're doing, like, we're looking into stuff and she's looking with me and I'm like, you know what? I've never had a fucking lightsaber. So I fucking buy one. And it was that day that she realized that, fuck, he doesn't just say he's a nerd. This dude is a fucking nerd. So
color lightsaber was it?
I bought the Anakin blue saber. This is when the when the remakes first came out.
I would have got the red one.
I don't know. I never really liked the red ones.
No?
Yeah. I liked the hilt more than anything. That's what drew me to it. But when I bought it, I've already had it so long. So when I found it again a couple months ago, I was like, fuck it, my nephew's got a playroom at the house.
Yeah.
And he's got a bunch of toys in there. So I put it in there and he came over the next day and he came out with it. And like I had that rush of like, oh fuck yeah. You're getting a lightsaber this Christmas, you know? But he was still too little for it. I mean, this is what was driving me nuts. He's pointing it like a gun. I'm like, no, you hold it like this. He's like,
no, idiot.
Yeah. He's pointing like a gun. And I'm like, no, hold it up. I'm trying to take a picture of you with holding a lightsaber. And like, he was like swinging around, but he was still doing,
don't be stupid.
Yeah. This fucking sword, not a gun.
Luke would never do that.
Yeah. So I'm all about it, man. I can't wait to have kids just to, goddamn.
You're going to brainwash the fuck out of them.
They're fucked.
Oh, man, that would be awesome if you had kids and they hated all your shit that you like.
It's not going to happen. That's the thing. I tell Babidi, I'm like, oh, I can't wait to have kids with. That way I have someone to go watch, go to the WWF wrestling events with.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like, I'm taking my kid because they want to see. Oh, dude, I'm the same thing with me and the Batman fucking live show.
I was just going to fucking say that. I was like, oh, yeah, because Jazzy wanted to see Batman
live. Well, she did want to, but I was like, she never would have fucking known about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what being a parent's about. I mean, yeah, it's sharing your interests, you know, like. I forget who coined it. You might even coined it. Like, you know, having a kid is basically, you know, having someone to play with your old toys with again. You know?
I don't think why I not? That.
I don't know. Maybe I've heard it in a movie.
Yeah, you probably. You live.
You know like, what? No. I said it myself. Thank you. You're welcome.
Dude, Mike, who's been on the show, the tattoo artist before, he posted recently, I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Yes. Mike, dude, we were just talking about him earlier.
So yours is like, I live my life one movie at a time.
Well, yeah.
One movie quote at a time.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've been knowing, dude, at work, they're always telling me, like, goddamn, like, this all you do is fucking shout out movie quotes.
Yeah.
And here I am, and I can't even find a fucking movie mystery moment.
You haven't found one yet?
No, I still haven't found
shit.
One. The other day I was doing Dumb and Dumber. I'm like, goddamn, you young ass kids. You don't even name the movie.
Yeah.
One day, you know. What are the chances of a guy like you and a girl like me
winding up together?
Wait a minute, what was all that 1 in a million talk? So you're saying there's a chance?
That's a great fucking movie. Still holds up.
What if he shot you in the face?
Yeah, what if he shot me in the face?
Did you get a gun?
All right, asshole thought or not?
All right,
are you ready?
Yeah.
The asshole thought or not?
Asshole
thought or not?
Again, I already know the answer to this one, but I just want to hear your opinion.
Just bring it.
I know the answer.
Bring it, fool.
All right. Asshole thought or not. Tell me if I... For those of you that don't know about this segment, it's I'm going to tell Lito something that's happened to me that I've done, and he's going to tell me if I'm an asshole for doing it or if I'm okay.
Of course, based on the story.
Huh?
And not just in it altogether. Right.
Based on the story.
Yeah. God damn you.
I don't know what you're fucking talking about. You're not on one today.
You're saying based off, you're talking about he's going to tell me if he's an asshole. Da 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 da. And I'm like, of course, talking about you're an asshole based on the story and not just being one.
Oh, altogether. You didn't deliver that right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You didn't make yourself clear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go and take it back to the tapes. To all the right. Annals.
Here's the asshole thought or not. This happened many times, man. But it happened recently. I went to Toys R Us. What did I go there for?
To look at toys.
Well, I think I went to get like a kid a birthday present or something, right?
Okay.
So I take my kids with me. I actually took the whole family with me. And we pull up, and it's Toys R Us now is located in the mall. So the parking is...
Oh, really? It's not across the street from where the showboat used to be?
No, it's gone.
California Speedway?
Yeah, it's not there anymore. It's a
California Speed
Zone.
Zone?
Oh, you know what? You're watching Freaks and Geeks, right?
Yeah.
Have you got to the one where they go go-kart racing?
No.
Okay. Once you get go-kart racing, that's at fucking California Speed Zone.
Is it?
That show takes place like in the Midwest. But if you watch that clip when they go go-kart racing, you can see palm trees in the background.
There's other shows where they have it over here at the Speed Zone too.
I wouldn't doubt it. I didn't realize it was like, you know, that much that used that often.
I can't remember of another place around here, but yeah, go ahead. I'm really surprised by this show, man. I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a good fucking show. It only gets better.
I don't like James
Franco. And then it
Franco
just though. Ends. You don't like James Franco?
He's too Mr. Cool Guy.
He's too James Dean.
He's too cool. Look at these jocks.
Have you seen the episode where he cries? You know, you don't know what it's like to be stupid.
Oh, yeah. How do you think it feels to have everyone, you know, how do you think it feels to be an eighth grader and being called dumb?
Yeah.
Huh?
And then the girl starts laughing at him.
I just got to the episode where the little Jew kid becomes the mascot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're long, dude. I can only maybe watch one a day, maybe two. Mm-hmm. They're fucking long. It's like an hour long show or something, isn't it? Well, like 40 something minutes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
It's good stuff, though.
The kids used to watch it with me. They used to love it.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah. All right. Anyways, tangent after tangent.
The
so,
tangent show.
So Toys R Us. I go there. Like I said, the parking is shit. And, you know, every time I've talked about this on the past show, I think it was my fucking moment. Every time I see a sign that says expected mother parking, I fucking take it. I take it. Nalito, I wanted to hear your input on this. I know where I stand with this issue. Do you think I'm an asshole for parking the expected mother parking spot?
Yes. I just can't do it, man.
Why?
It's not that I'm a fan of the old school or for, you know.
This is not a law, though.
See, the thing is,
it's not a law. There's no law stating only pregnant women can park in those spots.
I get you. And it's more of a courtesy.
Yeah.
But the thing is I would hate. You know what it is I care for people not calling me an asshole if I get out of the car and like here comes a car with a pregnant lady. Like, you know, usually pregnant ladies now they have more than one kid. And I see
what are they going to do, though?
I don't know. I just.
They're not going to do shit.
I feel bad for them. Maybe that's what it is. I feel bad for pregnant people. Just because they look like it looks like hell, you know. I'd rather not add a problem because I'm the type that when I'm at a mall or whatever, if I find a parking spot, I won't spend more than a couple minutes. I'll maybe do maybe two or three aisles.
Yeah,
but usually I'm finding the first fucking thing.
Yeah,
you know, I'm fine. You know, walking wherever.
I make it my mission to park in those fucking spots, man. If if I see it, I'm like, I'm taking it.
I'm gonna follow you one day, and when you park over there, I'm gonna be like, look at this asshole parking in the
hey,
pregnant
but
spot.
Most of the time, my wife is with me, so how the fuck do they know she's not expecting? It doesn't say there's a certain goddamn month.
Wait a minute. Have you ever parked there and by yourself?
I don't usually go to stores like that unless I'm with my wife or my family, you know what I mean?
See, I think you're getting away with it because you know nobody could call you out on it. I think that's why you feel self-righteous or you still feel so righteous about it. I want you to see if you think you're an asshole parking there by yourself, going by yourself.
Dude, I want to say I've done that before, but I can't. I mean, dude, I don't remember all of the fucking times. I can't, like, I know I parked in those spots many times, but I can't tell you right now if I ever did it alone.
I mean, nobody's going
to
go.
Just that information alone should tell you that I don't fucking care enough to remember, you know? I'm going to park there anyway.
See, the thing is like, if you go at your.
No,
you're,
I have parked there by myself. I went to the fucking mall. I wanted to go to one store. I don't want to go walking around. I wanted to go to maybe like a hat store. That's all I wanted to fucking do. So I'm like, I'm parking right in there. I don't give a shit.
Yes. Yeah. I couldn't do that. Maybe. I don't
know. Wait, so am I an asshole or are you just a pussy?
No. I get it.
Am I the asshole or are you the pussy?
Both. I won't do it. But that's not because I don't fucking care where I park. But the thing is, I wouldn't. I'm the person that's afraid of the dilemma that, you know, what I do park there. And here comes a car. Like, oh, what the hell? Like, and she's got her belly to the fucking steering wheel.
Dick, how many pregnant women are there in the world where they're waiting for your parking spot when
that's
you come out?
I'd rather not get into that situation. Maybe that's just me.
If you ever pay attention, mostly all the time, those spots are empty. And that's why I'm able to park there.
Oh, I know.
Because it's fucking retarded. It's retarded. That's why I parked there, out of spite for them even making that spot there.
But the thing is, too, I mean, it goes back to the point where, like, I'm never that guy that's like, you know, you drop somebody off and you kind of just make your own parking spot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just kind of park, like, if it's the big long aisles and you park off to the side where somebody can just pass you, I won't even do that. I'll fucking just keep on driving in circles if, like, you know, I just don't like doing that because I don't like, I guess I believe in that kind of karma just because I don't want to have it done to me, so I wouldn't throw it out there myself.
Yeah.
You know, like you've seen my Instagrams, I post up the picture of the fuck you moments of people making up their own parking spots.
That's just bullshit though. That's ridiculous, yeah.
But the thing is, if I saw you out and you were by yourself and you parked in the handicap or the mom spot, expecting mm-hmm. mother spot, I'd be like, fucking asshole, man. So yes, you are an asshole. Because that's the first thing I would say too. I'm like, look at this fucking asshole right here.
I would laugh. I'm like, look, this guy's an awesome guy.
See, but the thing is, every time whenever I look at somebody parking at handicap spots, I'll try to take a peek and see if they have a handicap spot.
I do the same thing.
But it's the same thing. I mean, how are you going to say, like, if they
Dude,
walk
I
out
there? I park in handicap spots to go to Redbox.
That's too much, man. That's too much. That's too much.
Dude, like I said, there's like three handicap. They're not always taken. There's always.
It's too much though, man. Like
what? I'm just going to Redbox real quick. It's right there outside.
Knock on wood. I don't want to knock it down.
Uh-huh.
Would it change your mind if you packed? If you packed.
You packed a car.
Yeah. Car in a handicap spot and you got a ticket. Would you still do it?
You think a cop would give, the cop would be the asshole for giving me a ticket.
What, dude, you're parking in a handicapped spot.
But I'm just going to Redbox real
That's
quick.
That's against right the law. Here. It doesn't matter.
Sure it is.
Oh my God. It's there for a reason. I mean, you're not going to park
okay.
your car.
I only do it if I'm getting off work in a store early in the day. Then I go real quick. There's no one around. I'll park right there, get the fucking movie and leave. I'm not doing it during like rush hour. That's bullshit. That's fucked up.
But why don't
I'll
you
do
just,
it when it's dead as shit or late as fuck. That's when I'll do it.
Why don't you just, you'll probably find a parking spot about seven spots down.
Dude, have you been in the shopping, this place over here?
I try not to come out to Alec.
Well, you wouldn't come over here. There, it's horrible parking spots. Or I'm sorry. It's a horrible fucking parking situation to put you in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's not. It's like it's always fucking taken. Everything's always taken.
Oh, I know how you feel.
So,
I'm
just going to Redbox.
I know how you feel. I work in a mall.
Okay, so I'm returning a video. I'm a dickhead for parking handicap for fucking 2 minutes.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Forget about that shit. This is about the expectant mothers.
You're saying I'm an asshole. Yes. Yeah, you're an asshole.
Okay. I already have my preconceived notion that I'm not an asshole. So I guess that's where we differ.
You're an asshole. It is, man. I mean, that's you're parking in a spot that's. I mean, they only have one spot. Why don't you just find another spot?
There's one spot, but like, okay, like Walmart's the worst, dude. They got handicap. They got like fucking 30 spots of handicap. It's retarded, dude.
Do they still have the electric vehicle spots?
I think they do.
I parked in one of those once. I'm like,
you're better than me.
No, but that's because I'm like, you have the privilege to charge your car. Bullshit. Like, oh, I have an electric vehicle. I'm better. Fuck that. I don't even think those fuckers should fucking be able
dude,
to go in a
concept.
Carpool by themselves.
Oh, I got a baby me. I'm better. Same concept, dude.
It's a little different.
How do you figure?
Electric vehicle or another life?
Dick, it's not a condition that they're in. It's not an ailment. They wanted to have a baby. It's a beautiful fucking thing. It's a gift from God.
Maybe, hold on. If I was pregnant, I'd like to have a spot like
that.
Oh,
okay.
But
that's
somebody
why.
Like you.
That's why you're putting yourself in the woman's head. You're getting in touch with your feminine
but
side.
But someone like you would just come and take it. Oh, my God. I don't know why I talk like a valley girl.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing disturbs the fuck out of me. I hate all that shit. Oh, I hate it.
Summer keeps on calling me. I don't know who it is. Should I put it on air so somebody could call it?
Yes.
No, I'm just playing.
Oh. All right, and I have a spinoff of that.
Okay.
A spinoff of Asshole Thought or Not.
Okay.
Here we go. It's called Gay or Nay.
Uh-oh.
Gay! There's a tingle in my butthole!
Nay! I'm manly!
Gay or nay, gay or nay, gay or nay.
This is gay or nay.
Here's my gay or nay, Lito. The first ever edition of Gay or Nay. Okay, I sent you... You may not know this. I sent you a dick photo text. Do you remember that?
The one that's like hiding in the butt or something like that?
No.
Which one?
Wait, how many dick messages are you getting? It was a tiny dick and it said thinking of you.
Oh yeah,
XO,
yeah, yeah.
XO.
Yeah,
it was
no,
a really
yeah.
like I was like it was a ridiculously small dick.
I don't,
and he wrecked his penis, a small, tiny.
I don't think I even answered back to it. Huh?
I don't think you did.
Yeah.
It was like a 3-inch.
I was using it.
It was like a 3-inch erect penis, yeah. And it says, and I put a little caption thinking of you.
It was a self shot, huh?
So I sent it to you, Nature Boy, Eddie Gears, Monkey, Gas Boy, and even Dominic.
Who?
Yeah. I was at work one day. It was like slow, and I was like, "Fuck it, I need to entertain myself."
You went into the restroom.
Here, no, I didn't. I was outside.
The sink was looking really sexy.
Here's my gay or nay question. First of all, it's not gay to send straight dudes a funny fucking dick picture. Actually, not all of them are straight dudes.
Not all of them are straight. Yeah.
But he appreciates that. So the gay part, the gay question for me is it gay that I took like 15 minutes trying to find the right dick to send? Dude, yeah, I kept looking through all kinds of dick photos. Like, that one's not good. I want a better one. That one's too big. I want something tiny.
I want less hair.
Dude. Oh, this is how bad it got, dude. I searched huge throbbing cocks, and I'm like, wait, is it funny to send a big cock or a tiny one? And I went through all the tiny cocks.
Are you Googling this?
Oh, yeah. On my phone.
Can you Google porn?
Yeah.
I mean, pictures like that? Will pictures come up?
Oh, yeah.
Or do you have to take off like
a... Luckily, you don't know, you fuckhead.
I've never...
Yeah, you got to take the safe search filter off.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hold on, I got to do something real quick.
You never looked at naked girls on your phone?
Oh, of course, but I didn't Google.
Whale?
Give me boobs. It's usually like African women with their hanging boobs.
All right, Lito, gay or nay? It was all strictly for comedy purposes, but I might have gone a little too far, I think.
15 minutes is a long time.
It was
10 dicks.
Minutes. It was 10 minutes.
10 minutes is way too long.
10 minutes of dick action.
I mean...
My phone was being slow, by the way, also.
Oh, here we go. The phone. Blame the phone. Blame the phone. It depends. I mean, how long were you inspecting these dicks for to make sure it was something?
Well,
that
because
you wanted?
I'd see the okay, I found a good one. I click on it, and like the quality would be bad, so I had to find a new one.
Oh my god!
Lay it on me, baby doll.
How do I just say this? But here, see, this thing is knowing you. It's not. I get where the joke is coming from.
Uh huh.
But then again, yeah, that's extremely gay. Spending so long. If I was gonna send a dick picture, it would have been like just a quick, like the first one I found.
It had to be the right one, though.
Yeah, I got what you were doing. It was like that time you made that really, really, really horrible fucking picture out for the Danger Hour where that guy bent over with his butthole open.
Yeah.
Did you say you spent a couple of minutes looking for that too?
Oh yeah. In my
doesn't
head,
something click in your head that like you've got this, you know, 22-inch screen in front of you and there's nothing but buttholes in front of it?
No, here's the deal. I have this vision in my head of what I want it to look like.
Daddy, I
want
to come in. No, this is I'm doing research.
Dude, I have the vision in my head of what it should look like. So I'm trying to match the image by what's in my head.
So you're
not
find
coming
anything,
close.
Just put the camera in your fucking pants and just
I'll take
away.
It myself. All right, dude, so spit it out, man. Gay or nay?
Gay.
No pun intended.
Gay.
Really? I'm gay?
Gay.
I think you just wanted to call me gay for the first edition.
I call you gay all the time,
that's
so
true.
It doesn't really matter. All
right, that's true.
I got a gay or nay for you.
What's that?
And it wasn't intentional, okay? This was long ago in a galaxy, galaxy far away.
Uh-huh.
Galaxy far, far away. Sorry, yes. Said galaxy, galaxy. I still talk about it all the time, actually. So me and Babadoo, we go to Cheesecake Factory. It was lovely, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And, it was very, very fucking packed that night.
This is expensive, huh?
I mean, it's not a Chili's.
Yeah.
It's a little bit more. So we go, and the tables, the way they had it seated up was it was just the long booth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this booth was fucking a whole section long, and they had just the, you know, it was a table for two, was the booth and the fucking chair and a little small table. So you were sitting pretty close to the next person, you know, pretty close to each other. So the guys next to us were two homos, you know, they're two faggots,
yes.
Literally. And
to be PC about it.
Yeah. They were, you know, I mean, they had all the stereotypes going.
Yeah.
But I mean, they were holding hands.
Oh.
So.
Wait, at the eating dinner?
At the table, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Were they sitting were they sitting on the same side or across from each other?
Well, you can only sit across from each other because you know we're all.
I hate that
same
side fucking bullshit. Oh,
yeah, I can't do that. I had no elbow room from my steak cutting hand, you know. So yeah. I don't know if this is gay or not, but I don't know. And so when I get up, you know, I have the whole you know, when you're passing by somebody, I have the whole Fight Club Tyler Durden thing, you know. Now here comes the you know, the ethnic or what's it called, the ethnic park. Do I give you the balls or the asses I pass?
Yeah.
So I get up, you know, it's kind of cramped. I'm a taller gentleman, bigger gentleman.
Yes.
So as I stand up, I give him the balls, but I kind of lunge a little too forward. And my balls were pretty close to his face. I mean, I kind of like arched. And Babadoo was like, oh my God, did you do that on purpose? I'm like, I don't know if I did that on purpose or not.
Uh-oh.
Did he get excited?
Wait a minute. You don't know if you did it on purpose?
I don't know if I did it on purpose or not. You know,
that says a whole lot about you, my friend.
I think I was just trying to get up.
That says a whole lot about you.
The quarters were fucking
cramped. No. Don't try to save yourself.
Oh, I'm not trying to save myself.
The fact that you said, I don't know if I've tried it on purpose.
But the thing is like I said, I was caught in a dilemma because I was really in a Fight Club at this time. So I was like, fuck. And I was sitting next to the bitch of the fucking, of the couple. And I was like, fuck, I don't want it.
This is gay. It's gay.
Right? Because it is. No, but the thing was like, so, okay, maybe the gay
it's
or nay.
It's only gay because you don't know if you did it on purpose or not.
So no, the gay or nay part isn't that. It's whether I spent too much time thinking, what should I give him? The dick or the balls or the ass? Because I was like, no, I don't want to show my ass because, like, you know, like, just
that's acceptable because I've done the same thing in like theaters. Like, which way do I turn? Which is not which is more disrespectful?
And I just like, here we go. Excuse me.
I'm just telling you, dude. The simple fact that you don't know if you did it on purpose or not, that's fucking gay.
Maybe I was just trying.
Did I just do it like on instinct or is like was it like planned?
Does it make it any weirder that I was wearing my yoga pants that day?
Yoga pants. Yoga fire.
Yoga fire. Yoga flame.
All right, dude. Speaking of gay, there's a related story. This, you know, the high school bullshit, like voted like class clown and like the most likely to succeed and best smile, that bullshit. Did you ever get voted for anything? Yeah, me neither. I was like, nah. Yeah, okay.
I was too cool for that.
So this guy I saw on Yahoo, he was voted class actor. You see this before? Okay.
Class.
So this guy got voted. Yeah, I don't know. I guess the best actor in the school or some shit for his class. So he goes up there. I saw the video because it was like kind of a big deal. They posted the fucking video even. And the guy goes up there. His name was Jacob, by the way. So Jacob goes up there and he's like, so his acceptance speech, he goes up there and he's like, oh, thank you all. You know, you voted me best actor. But what I want to say is I've been acting every day of my life. And everyone gets all quiet. And he goes, you know, but now I want to stop acting. And I want to tell you that I'm coming out LGBT. And I was like, wait, what? And people go, woo!
LGBT?
Start going crazy, right? So I'm like, LGBT. And I read on the internet, on the story, it says, lesbian, gay, bi, transsexual. And I was like, why don't you just say I'm gay? Why do you give all of that shit? I never heard that before.
What is that
something? I'm LGBT.
Is
like an umbrella for everybody. That's
it's like a rating system on TV. You know, like this TV show is MALSV.
This show's rated LGBT.
How does that even come into the factor that he's an actor? Because he's been
acting
straight?
Because he said he's been acting. Yeah. Yeah.
Who cares? I don't even think that even matters these days.
Well, that's why he decided to do it at that. I don't know, man. Yeah. Dick, it's not a secret that people still struggle with that. But he decided to use that platform to just say, hey, fuck it. You know, you might think I'm a good actor, but I'm an even better actor than you think because I've been being a fucking straight dude this whole time. But anyways, forget about that. You're focusing on this.
Gay or nay?
No. What I'm asking you is, isn't that fucking peculiar that he says I'm LGBT? Like, that's how he says it.
Yeah, that's a little ridiculous.
Is that the new thing now? I never heard about that.
I'm
LGBT.
I've never heard that before either. And it makes me feel even older now because I was talking to Al the other day. And Al's funny because he's part of the old school. He's a little older than us. Well, a lot older than us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I'm texting him, it's like, hey, you know, BTW, going to be late. He's like, what's BTW? I'm like, fuck, by the way. Or like, I'll text him something like, you know, he sent me one of his stupid jokes.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, SMH, you know, what's SMH?
I don't know what that one was for a while.
Yes. You know, shaking my head. I didn't know that. Of course I had to look it up myself because I was told by somebody else. And yeah. I was like, fuck, make me feel old, you know? So when I had to look stuff up like that, I'm like, fuck, I feel old. But the other day he was like, he's like, oh, I know what this is. I'm hip. He's throwing them out there. I'm like, oh man, wow. Like we're old people now, you know? Like,
oh yeah.
I had to look things up. Like I always thought FTW was fuck the world. But like in gaming terms and like in a positive term, I'm like, it's like for the win. And I didn't know what meant.
I never heard that one.
I was like, what the hell? Because it'd be like, oh yeah, something, FTW. I'm like, oh yeah, something, fuck the world. Like that doesn't go.
I always thought that SMH thing, I thought you were spelling shme wrong. I was like, shme. Yeah. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, man, I get you. But I mean, why not just say it?
Dude, I think it might be like what shout to Corey. But Corey, the only black guy on the show ever, told me when I was working with him that black people purposely make up new shit to throw the white man off.
Yeah, yeah.
And once they get hip to it, they change it up.
Great so googly maybe, moogly.
So maybe these youngsters are like trying to do the same. I think it's all hip hop related, right?
It
like
could
coming
be.
Up a new fucking lingo be. And shit, yeah. Just to be different, so the old people don't know what you're talking about.
Well, they did something that like that on South Park too, where the kids go up to Chef and they're like, "Oh, that's whack." He's like, "You see, children, we made up some word and everything like that." And he's like, "That's why we made up something like this, so you guys wouldn't copy it." And here comes Mr. Gerson. He's like, "Oh, that's wiggity." You know, he says the word. He's like, "Oh, damn it, we got to make up a new name." And I thought that was fucking hilarious because I was like, maybe that's really what is happening. You know, like,
nah, it is. I mean, according to my black correspondents,
to the only black correspondent,
dude. Actually, one night at work, it was a shitty job, and we had a lot of time to talk. But we were talking, and they actually gave me codes. And they're like, all right, dude, we're going to talk in black, and you tell me if you know what we're talking about.
Uh-oh.
And I was fucking good, dude. I got most of it. Some of the shit, I'm like.
Like it's some weird dialect.
Yeah,
like,
no, for real, dude. They go crazy, dude. Have you ever heard two, like, blacks go crazy on this shit?
No.
You heard it. I'm sure you know what chopping it up means, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, that one's an old one. I figured what that one. Actually, I didn't know what that one was at first. Yeah, you know, we was chopping it up. I was pretty sure I knew what it was. And I'm like, is this what it is? Yeah, you're right. So, like, yeah, they went crazy, dude. Like, they started talking, like, and I'm like, I think you said, and I got real white about it. The fellows and I are going to roll down to the bar and have some drinks and some libations.
We're going to have a drink and some juice.
And pick up some women, and I might have to pull out my weapon if someone is offending me.
We're going to pick up a lady of the night.
All right, Lito, what is your position on hickeys?
I think they're gross.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I did a valuable thing.
Oh my god!
Right?
My
I know,
god.
Right?
OMG!
I know. I hate that, by the way. I know, right?
Oh, I know, huh?
Oh god, damn it! I just did it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it.
Yeah, they're gross, huh?
Oh fuck yeah!
Even back in the day, I think a hickey was invented for a girl just to mark their husband or their boyfriend or their property.
On the last show, I talked about that. The only people I know with hickeys were like whores. Or gangsters.
Yeah.
They all had them all over their fucking neck. And it was like, oh my God. I just thought they were losers, right? And the whole point is my wife gave me one like a week or two ago. And I was fucking horrified, dude. And I got called out for it.
Yeah?
From a person at work. Ugh. And I was so fucking embarrassed, dude. Because like I said, I always thought about those people like looking like idiots. Like, you fucking retard. And I'll just tell you real quick. I want to hear your opinion. So I go to work and I have this hickey on my fucking neck, and I'm wearing a hoodie under my shirt, hoping that I'm gonna like hide it, you know?
Yeah.
And so I go to work and I'm running late, and I forget to fucking give myself a little fluff before I walk in the door, and I go down by this dude, and I kind of bend over, and he looks at me and he's like, "Why are you late? Like, just fuck with me." And I go, just to blow him off, I'm like, you know, and to be like a cool guy, I go, "You wouldn't believe if I told you." And he goes, "You don't got to say anything. Your neck says it all." I was like, fuck. But my question is, have you ever been fucking, you ever had a hickey, Lito?
Well, yeah, I've had hickeys. I got called out for them at work one time, you know, a couple years ago, working the shack. But I think she just left them on there. It, like any girl, I think it's more of like a fucking, like a trophy for them.
Yeah.
I don't see the point of them.
They're marking the
territory.
They're
fucking gross.
Yeah.
And they're always like, ugh.
It's not socially acceptable either, right?
And the thing is like they put them on the neck for a reason. Like, oh, this is my bitch, yeah. You know? That's what she did you.
Yeah.
Ned just said like, yeah.
No, but she knows my stance on that
going
shit.
Out there and talking to all these old ladies. No. That's
she knows
fly.
My stance, but I think she got lost in the moment because I was just ravaging her. Ugh. That's all.
That hairy prickly neck of yours. I know
I
think
it was clean shaven at the time.
What is this?
I that's not mine.
This says Victoria's Secret Garden.
That's not mine. My daughter brought that in today.
Silkening body lotion.
Let's move on, shall we?
Pear glaze. Really? Huh? If it's not yours, what's all this facial hair doing all over it?
That's my wife's.
Yeah. What? Oh, I get it. Jerk off station, huh?
No, I didn't use lotion to jerk off. I use it afterwards to for the chafing.
Oh, yeah.
I get it, you know.
Use it for your hands?
No.
No?
After I rub it raw. You know what?
Oh, ouch.
Someone that I know, maybe someone that's related to both of us.
Okay. Who?
Yeah. Went to the doctor one time because he thought he had an STD. You know this story? You know this story?
I think I might.
And the dude went to the doctor and he's like, yeah, I got this burning sensation on my, you know, my shaft. And the doctor checked him out. And the doctor tells him, you know, it's, were you having sex with the girl who was wearing her underwear still? Did you just pull this underwear to the side? And he goes, oh, yeah. He just got chafed from the underwear. That's all.
I think I remember him telling me that story. God damn that guy. Fucking bastard.
That was awesome. Anyway, let's just fucking go on to,
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose! Good day, sir!
All right, Lito. Lay on the cinema action.
Let me get into character.
Okay. What's your motivation?
Trying to bring happiness after fear.
You think it's cold in here?
No.
I think it's fucking cold as shit in here. All right, that's it. Carry on.
It's the beer. You know, the first attraction I ever built was when I came down from Scotland. It was a flea circus, Petticoat Lane. Oh, really quite wonderful. We had a wee trapeze and the merry-go-round and a seesaw. They all moved motorized, of course. But people would say they could see all the fleas. Oh, I see the fleas, mommy. Can't you see the fleas? Clown fleas and high-wire fleas and fleas on parade. But with this place, I wanted to show them something that wasn't an illusion. Something that was real. Something that they could see and touch. A name not to devoid of merit.
Spare no expense. Man, that movie's been done already.
Yeah, I had nothing else. It's the only thing I think of on the fly. These
did you do this because you are waiting for the Jurassic Park sequel?
I watched Jurassic Park the other day, that's why.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's really fucking hard to find a movie nowadays, especially something that's... Nowadays, I'm just doing stuff fun.
That's what I went with
quotes,
tonight.
Quotes that I just want to just quotes that I want to say. You know, I've been wanting to do that one for a while. You took that one. There are dinosaurs on your.
Hello.
I really hate that man.
I was like, see, no one expected Dr. Sandler to jump out of the moving vehicle.
And now I'm talking to myself.
No, I'm sitting here and that's by myself talking to myself. That's cast. All right. Here's mine. I don't expect you not to get this. I expect you to get it like the first fucking three
words. I think
this
should be more challenging when guests are here. I mean, yeah. We know them.
Yeah.
We watch the same shit pretty much, except for Brokeback Mountain.
Okay.
I watch it a lot more.
Here we go. Hey, look, friend.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Ding, 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 ding. Stop right there. Hey, look, friend. Let's cut the shit, huh? Now we both know why I'm transferred. Everybody thinks I'm suicidal, in which case I'm fucked and nobody wants to work with me. Or they think I'm faking it to draw a psycho pension, in which case I'm fucked and nobody wants to work with me. Basically, I'm fucked. Guess what?
What?
I don't want to work with you.
Hey, don't. Ain't got no choice. Looks like we both been fucked. Terrific. God hates me. That's what it is. Hate him back. Works for me.
I don't know.
What?
I'm fucking lost. I don't know. It's probably going to be something I fucking know, too. God damn it. They're partners.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Partners in crime busting.
Yes. While you sit and ponder that, I will drink my maker's mark.
God damn it. God hates me. Oh, fuck. God damn it. So the only thing that's coming to mind right now is it's not Sin City. It's not Training Day. Not Colors.
You stumped me.
Yeah?
I don't know, dude.
I don't have a backup either. Why didn't you know what? I thought for sure I had my confidence was in you so much I didn't even look for a backup.
I don't know. I'm gonna take a piss.
Okay.
Why are you doing that?
All right, Leto. Same movie. Quote a number two. You know they're gonna kill her, don't you? Yeah. So if you want her back, you have to take her away from them. I know. You do this my way. You shoot to kill. Get as many of them as you can. All you gotta do is just not miss. I won't miss. We're gonna get blood in this one. Are you really crazy? Or are you as good as they say you are? You're just gonna have to trust me.
Oh, god damn.
Really? I thought that was a fucking giveaway.
Oh.
All right, this one is going to give it to you for sure. I'm pretty fucking positive. I do it real good, you know. Do what? When I was 19, I did a guy in Laos from 1,000 yards out. It was a rifle shot in high wind. Maybe 8 or even 10 guys in the world could have made that shot. It's the only thing I was ever good at. Well, see you tomorrow. Yeah, see you. Hey, you really like my wife's cooking? No. See you tomorrow. Nothing?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I'm curious to see if I've even seen this movie.
Oh, you fucking have, dude.
What is it?
Just give it to you.
Now I'm dying of suspense.
Okay, now I'll give you the most fucking famous line.
All right.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
See, that's like a really common line.
What? Where'd it come from, though, dude? People say it because of this movie.
No, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Lethal Weapon.
Oh, I've never seen those movies.
What?
I've never seen those movies.
Oh, my God.
I've
Are
never.
You fucking
no,
kidding
I've,
me?
I've never.
You. Seen... Hold, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, my God. I am fucking beside myself. You are an 80s kid. You love all action. You love all cheese. You've never seen a Lethal fucking Weapon movie.
I've never sat down. And the thing is, I want to.
Yeah.
The thing is, here's my thing. I can't see a movie on TV that I want to see. I have to watch a DVD. And the thing is, for the most part, when you go to a DVD store, when you're downloading a movie or going to get a movie, usually it's the new movies that you're drawn to. So when I'm reminded like this, I'm going to write it down. And when I'm going to, you know, download or movies again, Lethal Weapon's going to be on there. And that's already been on my list. Like I've never
I'll let
seen,
you borrow it.
Yeah.
But you got to promise me one thing. What? You bring it back. And you bring back my Planet of the Apes DVD.
Do I still have that? Why don't you tell me, dude? I don't know.
I always forget.
Oh.
Now well, that we're talking movies,
I still
I remember.
Have it, probably.
But remind me, I'll let you borrow it. Dude, right. Dude, this is the fucking pinnacle.
I know it's such a good movie.
It's no, it's not even that. It's just the pinnacle of 80s fucking cheesy
and they look good too.
Action.
And they look good too. Like, it's a fucking. Tony, my little cousin Tony, were up in Big Bear and everyone's already drunk and everyone's kind of just settling down. It's like 2 a.m. and we watched Beverly Hills Cop. And I watched it and I'm like, God damn, it's a pretty good movie, you know?
Oh, yeah, the same ballpark.
And I'm like, fuck, why haven't I seen these before? And it's just because sometimes.
You've never
just,
seen that one either?
No, that was the first time I saw it.
Holy shit.
I know there's a lot of. See,
you
was,
only went straight nerd in the 80s, huh? You didn't go like mainstream fucking.
Yeah, I didn't watch any of those like, you know, high. I was more like the weird, you know, just kind of like creature feature movies in the 80s. Yeah. You know, I was more. I watched
circuit.
Like a lot of scary movies. Short Circuit.
Monster Squad.
Mac and Me. Monster Squad. Fuck yeah. Monster Squad. Wolfman's got nards.
All right, so you went all like you went like alternative.
Yeah, I
you didn't go wait, but fucking Lethal Weapon, dude.
Did you just say but fucking?
I did?
Yeah.
Hey, you got me. In my butt.
I didn't watch those, like, see to me at that time, comedy wasn't my, I was like, eh.
Dude, you know? It's not even comedy. There's a few, like, punchlines, but it's not a fucking comedy.
But I don't remember watching action at that time.
I'm going to say this. RoboCop. Predator.
Yeah.
Lethal Weapon. What else did I just fucking think about? RoboCop, Predator, Lethal Weapon. Fucking A, dude. I just had it. These are, like, the main goddamn movies of our fucking generation, like, of our decade.
See, this is what I remember watching. Predator, Commando, Terminator.
That's what I say. Terminator 2. Yeah. Terminator, fucking Lethal Weapon. Dude, RoboCop. These are all, like...
See, the thing is, I remember watching these movies. I don't remember them making an impact on me because I was watching so many movies at that time. My grandpa, he literally was like the original fucking blockbuster. He would get movies. I don't know how. He would fucking burn them from tape. My grandpa was fucking pinky up back in the day, dude. My grandpa always had the cool electronics.
Yeah.
Because he would rent movies and tape them. So we would have...
Oh, my dad would do that shit too.
Yeah. We had boxes of tapes that had all kinds of fucking movies on them. They'd have like two or three movies on at the time. And the thing is, I was always stuck with, like, fucking Star Wars. I watched Conan, Red Sonja. I watched, like, a lot of those, like, scary movies.
Yeah.
Short Circuit, of course. See, I went to that realm. And then some of those, like, RoboCop, I would watch, I think, like, with Dominic.
Who?
Yeah.
Wait. I think I just thought of something. You said, like, your dad wasn't really, like, always around, right?
Yeah. And that's the thing too. I didn't when
that's
it,
what
when
it was
to,
then,
when
dude.
It came to RoboCop.
It came because of my parents and my uncles watching that shit.
When it came to RoboCop, I don't think I could really watch him because I think RoboCop was like a hard R, wasn't it?
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
See, so I it comes back to like, okay, sex was like, you know, maybe I was allowed in the same room to kind of watch awkwardly, but like that kind of stuff I remember was like a little too hardcore, you know. So I don't remember watching it, but it wasn't until like up a couple of months ago. Then I watch RoboCop and actually, like nowadays, I actually watch these movies over again just to see what it is, what they now mostly knowing mind of the world, how it goes.
Yeah.
And I'll watch these movies and I'm like, oh, that's what they were laughing about, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You know? So, RoboCop still holds up, man.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool. It's funny now to see like all these actors portraying, like, I mean, Red Foreman. I mean, yeah. You see him, like, now the roughest he is, he's like, I'm going to put my foot up your ass.
Yeah.
And back then, he's, like, just fucking blowing people away,
he's
you know?
He's a badass motherfucker.
And the thing is, Netflix has RoboCop 1 and RoboCop 3, and I'm like, I'm not touching RoboCop 3 until I see part 2.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just the way that
RoboCop 3 is bullshit. Part 2 is, like...
And I've heard that before, and you know, like...
Part 2 is shitty also, but, yeah, you can't beat number 1, man.
See, like, the Godfather movies, I didn't watch those until I actually fucking rented them.
Yeah.
You know, the Godfather movies was like, everyone's like,
dude,
watch
you
the
have
Godfather.
To watch fucking Lethal Weapon, man. You know,
and I want to watch it. It looks, I fucking love Mel Gibson. And then,
dude,
was
this is
Danny
him
Glover.
His fucking heyday.
That's him.
This is Danny Glover's Lethal, fucking heyday. This is both of their fucking heyday.
Here's something fun. I've seen Loaded Weapon a couple times.
You've seen the parody of the fucking. How could you appreciate it?
Emilio!
I'm going to tell you something. I watched Lethal Weapon maybe like a year or two ago, and I was like, I still loved it, but I'm like, this is fucking cheesy as shit.
Oh, yeah. All those 80s movies are,
like,
man.
Okay, I'll tell you what. And they nailed it on that fucking Loaded Weapon when he's like spinning on the floor, fucking rolling in circles, shooting his gun. That's what he fucking does, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, he actually is rolling around the floor shooting, and he's actually hitting stuff.
Yeah.
It's so dumb, but it's entertaining as shit, dude.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm all about, like, I've been wanting to watch Gremlins again, the original Gremlins, just to see how it holds up. Like, someone was telling me that they were afraid of Gremlins, and I'm like, really? She's like, dude, have you ever watched the original one? It's kind of dark.
Yeah.
You know, they got that you know, comedic element, but it's kind of dark. And then, like, with the original intros, I saw that a couple months ago, and I'm like, wow, this movie's fucking good, man. It's really, it's got that original Ninja Turtles, like, really, really kind of dark, really,
gritty.
Really just gritty. That's a goddamn Ninja Turtles is a good movie. Secret of the Ooze, that's when it turned into fucking, you know, like, it's really cheesy. I still love it, but Ninja Turtles 3, that one's the forgotten one. Fucking bullshit.
I wouldn't even watch that
time traveling
shit. Yeah.
Shit.
All right, just speaking of movies, recently watched
movies.
Something,
I fancy that.
Yeah. Something Superdick turned me on to, actually. Okay. Funny. Fancy that he's in the studio. the night we hung out, you came late, of course, but I was there early.
Yeah.
We were talking about Jessica Biel. Okay. And how my wife Superdicked her
she's
for me.
Yeah, yeah. She's a horse face, right?
And horse that's face, not, right.
I mean, yeah, you basically, through your wife Superdicking you, you have in turn Superdicked me, so your wife has Superdicked me through your Superdick.
Oh, you've been Superdicked.
Yeah.
For Jessica Biel.
I saw Jessica Biel the other day, and I was like, oh, god damn, she does have big teeth, huh? Imagine getting bitten by her. And she's like married to Justin Timberlake. I'm like, god, yeah. I bet you every time he's getting a blowjob, he's like, please don't bite down. Please. Please. I hope, like, nothing ever scares her. Like, ah, you know?
What was the loud movement or loud sounds while she's going down? I mean, no, but he told me, like, oh, man. He's like, you know what? Because I told him, like, the whole story. Like, you fucking... You know, you super dick the Dark Knight Rises for me.
Yeah.
She super dick Jessica Biel. Oh, really? I think she's fucking hot.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, yeah, she's hot, but there's something about her face.
No, I remember. I was there for that conversation.
You were?
Yeah, I was there for that conversation.
No, you weren't there.
Yeah, about Jessica Biel, how, like, fucking, you know, she's...
No, cool. No. Okay, listen. I brought it back up again when you came.
Oh, okay. So.
But the first time, I was telling him about it, and he's like, nah, dude. He's like, she's hot. Like, you know, I actually like her. I like her face. I'm like, I can't, dude. I can't. Why can't I can't look at her no more. He's like, okay, I'm an ass man. So, you know, she's got a fucking great ass. I'm like, yeah, that's true. He goes, have you seen Powder Blue? You heard of this?
Powder Blue, no.
It's on Netflix, dude.
Is that the one where she gets, she strips?
Yes.
Okay.
He's like, she's a stripper, dude. And I'm like, oh, you got my attention?
I'm in.
Yeah. He goes, you got to watch it, dude. You got to watch it. She's fucking hot. And I was like, all right. So the other night, my wife is sick as fuck, right? She's in bed like dying. And I'm like, I'm going to watch me some Powder Blue.
Well, you're dying. I'm going to go watch this movie.
Yeah. Does that count as emotionally cheating?
Probably.
Okay. So, anyways, I started watching the movie, and she does look fuck. Her body is so fucking good.
Well, yeah.
And she's stripping, and they show her naked a little bit. You know, they don't show her full on like they do that bullshit camera tricks where it's like, half side boob, nip, but side boob. And it's like, come on.
I think I saw the whole performance on Mr. Skin.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. So she's doing all these crazy dance moves, but dude, the whole time I'm thinking, her fucking face is just horsey, dude. That's all I keep. Fucking hearing is horse face, horse face, horse. Like every time they show her fucking face, and she doesn't wear makeup in the movie really until the very end. So the whole movie, she's like looking like pretty, like yeah. What was I gonna say about this?
About how you got super dicked and you.
Oh yeah, well, I've talked about that before, but yeah, I mean, I got something else to say about that, but. I guess I was going to ask you if you saw the horse face in it, but you just answered my question.
Yeah, I did.
So you've been super dicked.
It's funny now because now that I think about it, when I think of her, I think of those, you know how like carnivals or like even the arcades, they have those games where you put it in, you shoot the teeth out. Like it's a big exaggerative face.
Yeah.
And you got to shoot the teeth out.
Yeah.
I think of that way. With like
the air just, gun. Like, yeah. The little ball you shoot.
Those games are so cool, by the way.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. She's ruined for me. She's ruined for me.
Until she smiles, yeah. But she's got like a flat face, too. Huh?
Yeah, her face is weird, dude. Anyways, there's another reason I bring the movie up. Patrick Swayze is in this movie.
Really?
Blue. Yeah. He plays like a faggy type dude. Like he's like the owner of like that strip club that she works at.
Okay.
And he's like, you know, you better get on stage tonight. You know, you got to work. The fans expect you to be here and like da 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 da. And she's like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore. And he's like a scumbag type dude. And he's like half naked with like long blonde hair. And I guess my question to you is, are you a fan of Patrick Swayze?
I liked him in The Outsiders. I liked him in Donnie Darko.
He's done like four movies, right? Like the rest are shit. He's done like four good movies.
I don't know. What else?
Dirty Dancing?
I just remember every time I think of Dirty Dancing, I just think of this one part where they're like, he's teaching her how to dance and they're like moving back and forth and it's very like sensual.
Yeah.
You know? But then, hey, he was pretty fucking badass in Roadhouse though, man. Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Have you seen Roadhouse?
That's one of them. What
Fail
about
Fail turned like me Ghost? On to Roadhouse. It's been a long time and now you guys were talking about it like masculinely. So I think I want to watch that movie again, give it a chance.
Now, he was good in Ghost, but I'm just saying, besides those movies we mentioned, what the fuck else has he done? Like I was looking
There's
at
gotta
his,
be something one.
I was
in
looking
there.
At his IMDb and it's like, dude, never heard of it, never heard of it, never heard of it, never heard of it.
But he's so well known, though. So exactly. How is it that he's...
That's my fucking point. How is he so well known if he's done like fucking 4 or 5 good movies and like the rest are like shit?
Wasn't he like a fucking...
I think the point is he was in like 3 huge fucking movies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Was he really like...
Like so Ghost was a big fucking deal.
Point Break.
Oh, yeah.
Point Break.
Whoa.
See, Johnny, you know, you're Johnny Utah.
That was a good one.
Let's see. Never heard of it. I would have to go. I would think all the way to the...
Go for it.
Black Dog. Do you ever watch that? He was a truck driver.
Yeah, that wasn't that good, though, right?
To Wong Fu. He was a fucking crossdresser.
Don't even talk about that.
Tall Tale. I used to love that movie back in the 80s.
That's a shitty movie, though, right? No one gives a fuck about that movie.
It was, but
I watched it, too.
Yeah,
but
as a kid. I mean, it was meant for kids.
Okay, but as an actor, do you think he's going to say, oh, yes, I did Tall Tale. And,
I love that movie back in the day, man.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, but you're missing the concept.
I get you. Let's see. Steel Dawn or Red Dawn. He was in Red Dawn with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Charlie Murphy.
Okay, yeah.
Let's see The Outsiders. And I mean, I think he was in so many movies because I'm seeing all these dates. It's like year after year after year after year. I think he was so consistent. That's why people know him as a household name. You know, because there's some actors it seems like they're only coming out with movies. Like when the last... Remember when Jim Carrey was fucking huge?
Yeah.
And like now, where he's fucking huge. Like, when was the last movie he came out in? It was like something like, what was the last movie he came out?
Number 23? I don't know.
I didn't even watch that movie. But what I'm saying is now is like, remember it seemed like he was in all those cheesy fucking comedy movies, Dumb and Dumber, Ace Ventura, things like that.
He had a strong reign for a while.
Yeah.
But you can name fucking 15 movies that guy was in.
Yeah.
Patrick Swayze was like, what? Like 5 good fucking movies. I mean, well, good as in
Mr. Popper's Penguins.
Oh, Christ.
And the last good movie
You know he's going to be in a new superhero movie or something? Or
Kick-Ass. He's in Kick-Ass 2.
That's right. That's
God, and that's what I'm talking about. I mean, you got to make...
fucking ruin it.
No, I don't think
he's over the top all the time.
Well, the thing is in this, what I was reading in Kick-Ass 2, the character he plays, Captain USA or whatever like that, he's an over the top, fucking gung ho, patriotic, fucking guy, and I think that's gonna be good for him, you know.
But are we gonna be watching the old Jim Carrey doing his old bullshit?
I think
like,
we're gonna
he
watch
was good in the Truman Show, dude. I like Jim Carrey in serious fucking roles.
I did like Truman Show a lot. I think we're gonna see Jim Carrey just over the top. Yes, citizens. You know, I think I'm gonna like him at that.
Fucking Riddler. You mean he's gonna be the Riddler again?
No, he's not gonna be Riddler. I like the Riddler. I think he played a really good Riddler.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for all those stupid costumes, I get that. That's like the whole thing. What Riddler is like the skin tight or the suit or anything like that. But it was just some of it was too much.
Yeah.
I think the one-liners are necessary for superhero movies, but not that many and just like the cheesy ones, you know.
And it was the fucking hey, dude. This thing pops a lot. It's a brand new mic. I gotta break it in. So the reason I bring up Swayze is because that Powder Blue was his last fucking movie. Then he died. I think he did like that TV show. What was it called? The fuck was it called?
Oh, I think I know what you're gonna talk about. Yeah,
Monster,
he did another
the
show.
Beast or something or Beast. So that was his last fucking movie, and he played like a fag. I'm like.
That's
you think
his
if
legacy.
He would have known he was gonna die soon, would he would have taken
Wasn't
that
he
role?
Sick already though?
Cancer, right? Yeah.
So you never know where you're gonna go. I mean, I'm pretty sure he wanted to get his name out there, anyways.
Yeah, but why would you be embarrassed if that's the movie with like your last movie? Like you play like some kind of faggy dude.
Well, maybe I mean you don't want to be known as like what if Donnie Darko was the last movie and he was known as a pedophile?
That was a great fucking role though.
Yeah.
He did a good job in that one.
Yeah.
I love it when he turns around. I'm not afraid anymore. What does he say? The kid says that?
I don't have fear anymore.
Fear.
I'm not afraid anymore.
That was awesome. That was a good fucking movie. But who shit on that movie? Was it Josie?
I wasn't here for that
saying
one.
Like, oh yeah, you know, I think it was Josie. Like, yeah, you were fucking cool if you thought Donnie Darko was hip or some shit back when it came out.
Oh, that was a hipster movie?
Yeah. I don't know.
I saw that movie way after, like, that was when I was just buying movies just because I thought, like, I heard a buzz from it.
Do you know that Patrick Swayze had songs that he did?
He had music?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You do?
No, I didn't.
No?
No.
I'm going to play.
I thought Bruce Willis was the only musician in Hollywood.
What song did he do?
Bruce Willis fucking, he had Bruno, the band, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, no. Did he sing?
I think he did.
Okay. Well, I don't know about that, but I'm going to play you some Patrick Swayze. You want to hear it?
Is it Swayze or is Swayze?
No, Swayze. I know there's
a band called Swayze.
No, this is the real dude. Okay. He recorded the song. Watch.
Uh-oh.
I want to play it for you. Hold on. Here we go.
I got to get a...
You know what, dude? I like it. Call me a fag, but I like it.
I got a good, pretty good Patrick Swayze impersonation myself, you know?
Oh, yeah? Dude, I have heard you do great impressions.
Yeah.
I've heard in your generation, you were the best impressionist for a few celebrities. Let me hear your Patrick Swayze right now.
Ready?
That's fucking good.
End scene.
That's fucking good.
Right.
Let me hear your Macho Man.
Hold on. This one, I gotta get into character. Ready?
Okay.
Shake it out.
Get loose.
Snap it into it. Right? Ready?
That's fucking awesome, dude.
Scene.
That's good. All right. One more. Dude, you're so good. I want to hear one more.
I'm on a roll. Right?
Michael Jackson.
All right. This one, I gotta sing.
Okay.
All right, ready?
All right.
Sing. Me. Right? Ready? That one I picked a selection from the Thriller.
Yeah, do you think he would be raised from the dead by now? I mean, the guy sang and danced so much in that video.
I don't think he was buried with his red jacket.
That's what it is, or the silver glove.
Oh my god!
All right, let me play some Patrick Swayze. There is Lito.
Starting off with a Patrick Swayze song. As I anticipated.
You know it?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's starting off as I would anticipate it.
She's like the wind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Through my tree.
She rides the night. I just imagine him looking at the camera and the hair blowing through his mullet. And he's just...
I like the song, though, man. Call me a fag.
Burn me with the sun.
My heart.
The only way it's gonna catch me is if it breaks down. Here comes the breakdown.
Oh yeah. Oh, this is the best part.
Woo!
Close to me.
There it comes.
Out of my league. That's you, Lito. Here it goes. Saxophone.
Uh-oh.
Saxophone.
The song's very sexy. It's very...
Do you like it?
Sexy.
Do you like it?
Let's be honest. Has it been in a movie?
I think it was for a movie, yeah.
I bet you it was his movie.
Sounds like a movie. Yeah.
You think... Would it be
starring Will Smith in the Patrick Swayze song?
You think it'd be weird if, like, it was in his own movie and it was a love scene to him and him and his actress, and like they're making love to a song?
Yeah. You think it sounds like him?
Oh yeah, I can hear him.
Yeah,
I mean, he's got a decent voice.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think this is a big hit, dude.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was.
I've never heard him sing.
No shit.
Is he playing any of the instruments?
I don't know.
I would love... Is there a music video to this?
My favorite part.
Oh.
Saxophone.
Nothing beats movie saxophone like the scene in the vampire movie. Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
God
damn it.
Lost Boys.
When they're on the beach and that guy's fucking blowing out the saxophone all crazy. Just a fool to believe.
Get in the black background, right?
Oh yeah, I got to. Just a fool.
Just
I see him in his blue jeans and his tight black t-shirt that like stops it right above his muscle.
He's got his cancer sticks in his sleeve.
Oh, man. Very, very what? Yeah. I hope there's a video to this. Is there a video to this?
It's gotta, fuck it. There's got to be
Hold
a video.
Hold on. I, that's got to... What's the name of the song?
She's Like the Wind, I think. Saxophone.
Oh, top fucking search.
Yeah? Did you like the song? It's not bad, right? It's catchy.
It's catchy.
That's for you, Patrick Swayze. You pedophile and...
May you burn in hell.
May the devil smoke you like those cancer sticks that you smoked.
Oh, come on. There's a Vivo. Have you you've seen YouTube? They have Vivos. Like, it's basically music channels to these artists. Patrick Swayze has one.
A Vivo? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's got the watery ripples going on.
Oh, yeah. And it's black and white. Look at him.
Look, he's all ripply.
He's looking off into the distance because he's singing to her. And she's nowhere around.
What is it? Oh, he's got the mullet.
It's got the wind blowing, too.
He's putting the mullet.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
What's
are they
that?
Fucking? Wait a minute. Did you see fucking like I did?
They were just, they were holding each other.
Are you sure?
Very
I saw thrusting, dude. Oh, this is the song for Dirty Dancing. Maybe that's why, like they're thrusting. Because they were dancing.
Yeah, you know what? It is in that movie, isn't it?
I guess so. Oh, see, they weren't thrusting. It was because the water effect.
Oh.
It was rippling.
Yeah, you're just retarded. You saw what you want to saw.
Look at that mullet, man. Back in the day, that was fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. Dude, the Lethal Weapon has a big-time mullet also.
Yeah, I know. All right.
Well, I'm happy with that.
Yes. You know what? You know what? That's gonna be your new ringtone.
I hope it's a saxophone part.
I'm gonna look for it right now. God damn it!
God damn it! I hope.
She's
I
like
hope
the
so.
Wind. Is that what it's called?
Concerned.
She's like the wind to me.
She's like the wind. I believe. She's like the wind. Yeah. But no, that was Patrick Swayze with "She's Like the Wind" on TDH 505 FM radio. All danger, all the time. All mullet, all the time. All right, Lito, I got one more thing here before we close this bitch out.
Okay.
We were watching Gran Torino at your place the other day.
Yes.
While we waited for UFC. Or okay. Actually, we waited for your other guests so we can start UFC. And we were both talking about how that character of Clint Eastwood reminds you. Have you ever seen, Crocodile Dundee?
It's been a while.
Crocodile Dundee, you remember that movie?
Yeah.
When they're in the Asian guys are in the subway, and he goes, "Do you know who that was? It was a Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood, yes, Clint Eastwood."
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
Anyway, so we watched that movie, and Clint Eastwood is in that movie. And you said that he reminds you of your grandfather because of how racist he is.
Yeah.
And I said he reminds me of my grandfather because of the way he squints into the fucking distance. Yeah. There's like always sun at
There's
all
always
times.
Sun in his eyes, even at nighttime.
Yeah. So my grandfather was in the construction for like 40 fucking years. Yeah. And now he's got that permanent squintiness. You know, that sexy old timey squintiness.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So, dude, honestly, the guy always reminds me of my grandfather and the same for you.
Yeah.
So, which is, which they're not the same person, by the way.
Yeah.
Those of you that are listening, we have different grandfathers.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this up is because it ties into this story that I have recently.
That's true.
That I met her. Is it?
People don't know this. We're only relationship by penetration,
yeah.
Not by blood.
That's true. Our own penetrations
some blood,
with each
some
other.
Some blood. Just when chafing.
Mostly DNA.
Mostly DNA.
Really blood. Yeah.
Sometimes relationship by DNA. I fancy that.
Like King Dingling says, first it's going to hurt. Then it's going to burn. Then it's going to bleed. Then it's going to feel good.
Come on, Nicka.
Come on, Nicka. All right. So, this reminds me, watching that movie, I'm like, dude, this perfectly ties into this story I have.
Okay.
I met an old man.
Always cool?
Yeah, well,
say,
maybe not.
Okay.
Maybe not.
All right. Let's
I met this old man. I didn't want to meet him at this time. I was I was working and I was fucking swamped with the shit I had to do. I had to get a certain amount of work done by a specific time, right? I didn't have any time to burn. I had my shit to do. I had to get the fuck in and get out, right?
Yeah.
So like I said before, I work outside in fucking neighborhoods. And this guy goes, oh, here's my question, first of all. Was your grandfather a rambler?
He liked to ramble. He liked to tell stories.
You know what? I didn't think he was.
He didn't ramble. See, the thing is, he wouldn't add too much bullshit to the story. The bullshit was the funny part, but the story, it wasn't
a rambler.
Yeah, it wasn't a clear
rambler. My
grandfather
was a fucking rambler.
Yeah.
He would add very specific details that have nothing to do with anything, right?
Back then, we called them onions.
They had pictures of bees on them at the time. Yeah. We were onions in our belts. Just a style this time. Dude, yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's what I thought about the whole time. Yeah, my grandfather would tell you a story, and he'll go off on his fucking tangents, and it would be a long story, dude. Now, I'm not saying I don't enjoy hearing them,
yeah,
but sometimes you don't want to hear stories.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to be out.
Yeah, you want to be gone. Oh, let me tell you about this one thing. Oh, but you know what? This other, real quick, what year was it? All that stuff, dude. That's
like
how he is.
Beginning, middle, and end.
Dude, my grandfather will fucking talk your ear off anyway, yeah, right? So, your grandfather wasn't like that. He told the stories. He wouldn't add too many details. He went to the point. Maybe he talked too much because he wanted to be heard.
Yeah, he was just a ram. He wasn't a rambler.
Okay. And my grandfather's a rambler. But yeah, I want to put it out there. At times, I appreciate the fuck out of it.
You have to.
At other times, I don't have time.
You just don't have time for it. That's
Here's
all.
Here's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Oh, did I ever tell you about the time when I went to do this? When I went to this and that? Oh, yeah, you told me. Oh, I did? Anyway, so I was... He will fucking... He will tell it over, dude. Oh, yeah, you told me this. Oh, I did? Yeah, so anyway, this guy tells... He will continue, dude. Okay.
That's awesome.
I thought my grandfather was bad until I met this fucking dude. This guy is the worst fucking rambler I've ever met in my life. And so, like I said, I'm trying to get to work, dude. I'm trying to get my shit done. And he sees me, and I'm outside, like, by my vehicle, my work vehicle, and he goes, hey! He's like, and he's sitting in a fucking chair at the curb talking to some other guy, like a middle-aged guy.
Yeah.
But this guy was, like, in his 70s or 80s. This other guy was, like, in his 40s. And he looks at me, he goes, hey, come here! And I look at him, and I go, what? Come here real quick! And I'm like, okay. And, you know, I'm respectful, dude. I'm not an asshole. Not? Yeah. I walk to the old dude. I'm like, yeah. And dude, as soon as I'm walking over, the middle-aged guy fucking saw this as his break. All right, I'm going to go.
Oh, no way.
And I'm like, no, no. Because I knew what was happening, dude. I knew what was happening.
Oh,
I knew he was pawning me off. Like, all right.
He just stays at the corner and calls random people for stories.
He tag-teamed my ass, dude. He tag-teamed my ass.
Was the middle-aged man the mailman?
No, it was like a relative.
Just a random
but,
guy. Okay.
Dude, like, but... Because of my grandfather,
that's
I fucking
funny.
Knew it when all I seen right. it.
Yeah.
Oh shit, this guy's you know pawning me off on this old man. All right, I'll talk to you later. I'm like fuck. So I'm like, I knew I'm done. I knew I was in for. So I go up, hey. So I look over like, oh my god, where are you going, dude? And the guy just takes off as quick as he could. Do you know about water pipes? And I'm like, no. Oh, you don't, do you? No, I don't. And I was like, great, I'm out of here. Oh, well, let me tell you something real quick. And I was like, oh, I don't know about it. Oh, it'll take 1 minute. Don't worry, just hear me out. I was like, all right. So I got this leak in my shower area. And so, you know, we're trying to find it. And that's why I'm sitting right here. I'm trying to see if there's a leak. And he had the fucking the water, that fucking cement like block you gotta take out to get to the water fucking main in the front.
Oh, okay.
So he's out there, and there's a hole, and he's sitting on his ass with a flashlight and some gloves on and this weird-looking tool. And he goes, so that's why I'm out here, because we're trying to see if there's a leak and where the leak's coming from. I'm like, all right. He goes, so, anyhow, so there's this leak over there. And he's going on and on, dude, on and on and on. And when he finishes, he goes, so, basically, we might have to re-pipe the whole house. Do you think I should use copper pipes? And I'm like, I don't know. Oh, you're not a plumber? I was like, no, I'm not a plumber. Really? No. Oh, I thought you were a plumber. Oh, never mind then. And I was like,
Oh my God.
This whole time. And I walked up. I don't look like a fucking plumber at all. Right? And
I'm pretty sure your shirt doesn't say anything.
Do you know about water pipes? I said, no, I don't. Oh, well, let me tell you anyway. So, dude, I said the whole thing. It doesn't end there. He goes, oh, well, you know, years ago, I moved here in 1947. This is why I'm the first owner of this house. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm like, oh, my God. And I look at my watch like, fuck, I'm not getting out of here. And I got to be done. Like, you know, I got to be I got to be gone.
Yeah.
So I'm the first owner. And, you know, we had these we had those old galvanized pipes. And, you know, pretty soon we got to replace those pipes. And I'm just wondering if I should do copper pipes or if I should do, you know, regular PVC. Because I heard you can get sick from copper pipes. But I never heard that myself. And I'm like, you ever heard that before?
No, I don't know.
Oh, because, you know, I heard that. And I was like, all right, I want to get out of here. And he's like, okay, well, so you're not a plumber, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Well, thanks for hearing me out. I was like, all right, cool. Hey, you know, what a company do it for?
So I tell him the company I work for.
Oh, you don't say. I know a guy that works there.
I was like, oh, really?
He's like, what base are you out of?
And I tell him the city.
Oh, do you know a guy by the name of, what's he go by? His name,
he tells me his name. Yeah. No, I don't know the guy.
Really? You don't know this guy?
No.
Really?
I was like, no, I don't know the guy.
How long you been there?
About a year.
Oh, only a year. Well, this guy's been there for about, 35 years by now. You know, he lives out there, like, in the Riverside area.
Yeah.
I've been to his house. You know where his house is? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
He lives off of this street over here.
And I'm like, dude. And at the time, dude, and by this point, I'm like, this is so fucking funny. I want to see how far this guy's going to go. Like, I want to see how fucking far off a tangent he'll go.
He's
going to
go forever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I just want to, like, just, like, comic-wise, I want to see how far he will fucking take this. And a part of me was like, but you got to go back to work, dude. But a part of me was like, no, let's see how far he'll go. And so he keeps fucking going, dude.
Oh, so that guy, he had a house in Riverside. It was a nice house. It was about 4 bedrooms, and it was a white color.
And I was like, okay. At this point, dude, I just accepted it. You're not going back to work, dude. Just go with it. So he kept going, dude. And, you know,
oh, so you don't know him?
No, I don't know him.
Oh, okay. So, oh, but you're not a plumber, huh?
No.
Oh, my God.
And then I'm like, all right, I'm finally getting out of this guy, right?
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for hearing me out, you know?
And then when he said that, I'm like, oh, I felt good about that because he actually appreciates I took the fucking time to hear him out.
Yeah, that's
so what
I'm
like, yeah, no problem. You know, have a good day, sir. Oh, yeah, you too. I start walking away.
Hey, by the way, you see this tool in my hand?
Yeah.
I helped design this tool. Oh, yeah? Yeah. I use this tool to, you know, take, do this. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I made this tool, and I made patents for it at my company.
Oh,
and
no.
And they make it nowadays, and it's still being used today. Oh, that's great.
And the guy would not fucking stop, dude. Every time I thought I was going out, he would bring me back. He would suck me right back in. Anyway, dude, I'm not going to go. I can be here all fucking day telling you how far he went.
How long did he have you for?
Oh, man. Considering that I wanted to fucking get out of there, that I was strapped, he had me for at least 15 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time. Oh, yeah.
But I was like, it was so fucking hilarious in my head. Like, I wasn't laughing, but I was like, in my head, I was like, this is
when
so.
When you left, did you leave on your own will or did you finally, like, did you guys, like, okay, see you later, bye?
No, I said, oh, you know what? You know, sorry, but, you know, they timed me, so I got to be done by a certain time. I got to go.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for hearing me again. Appreciate it and this and that. Oh,
so you're
not a plumber, huh?
So he would have kept on going then.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Oh, yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
It was torture, but at the same time, I fucking loved it.
I think at a certain age, I think the government, you know, like at, was it, when do you retire? About 65? Hopefully.
Yeah. Well, some people don't. Yeah,
I think at 65, I think the government should issue people a parrot. You know? So they have someone to talk to and the parrot can talk back to them.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like one of those gray ones, right? Those old grays or the fucking macaws.
Something,
or the fuck
you know,
called?
Something that's low maintenance.
No, only the ones that have like a lot of words.
Oh yeah.
Dude, my mom's aunt used to have one of those fucking birds, and it was like 7 years old or some shit. It would pick up shit that you would say, and apparently, like, there was a story where somebody said some like, "Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit," and it fucking said it, and it would say it like at random times. Like, I think somebody even said like a fucking racial slur. And like it would fucking say it every now and then, like at inappropriate times.
Wow. My Babadoo has an aunt. They have a parrot, and the thing is, when no one's around it, because they keep it outside in the garage.
Yeah.
When you know, when like it wants somebody, it will start crying like a little kid because they they babysit a lot of kids there.
Oh yeah, the same thing. It'll start babysitting.
Yeah, it'll start crying like a little baby, and like it's. I'm like, dude. One of the first times I'm over there, I'm like, what the fuck? Do you guys have a kid outside? Yeah. Oh no, it's a parrot. And they're like, oh, you know, starts. I'm like, god damn, these things are fucking weird. But it's crazy how they fucking mimic this shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
The other day I was on a YouTube search tangent, you know, just on the YouTube's fucking exploring, and I come across dubstep parrot.
Yeah.
Right? As many know, dubstep is a very eclectic sound horrible. Of crazy horrible noises.
No, I think I do like some dubstep though.
Yeah.
I like some of it.
Okay.
Well, do you like that song that goes,
and I feel like I am just too. Yeah, that's actually pretty cool. A lot of it's pretty cool.
That's a mixture, right? It's not complete dubstep. It's a hybrid.
What is it? It's not Calvin Harris. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's actually a good one. But a lot of it's like fucking just all kinds of crazy noises all over the place, and this fucking parrot's doing it.
No shit.
And I'm like, god damn, that's pretty fucking cool.
That is pretty sick.
Yeah. I've
dubbed the parrot.
Yeah. Dub parrot.
Dub.
Yeah. So that's what I gotta say about that.
All right, on to fuck, marry, kill.
Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill.
Put those together and you have fuck, marry, kill.
All right, Lito, what do you have for me?
Fuck, marry, kill. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
I was asked by this. I was asked about this by Babadoo, by the way.
What do you mean?
And she was like, what is that? She didn't know what it was. She's never heard of it. And, you know, I think she turned it on because I think she was in the middle of an episode, and I think she started with me talking about, like, you know, fucking one of you guys and killing. I'm like, she's like, what are you guys talking about? And I explained it. She's like, wow, you guys are dorks. You know that? She thought that last episode I was on was very gay, by the way. Gayer than most episodes.
Really?
Yeah. I thought, I was like,
how
why?
Was it gay?
She's like, well, you guys missed each other. And,
oh, yeah, that's pretty gay.
And you could tell on the air. She's like, you guys missed each other way too much.
That's pretty gay, yeah. You're right.
Yeah. So.
All right, I'll allow it.
Fuck, marry, kill. Ready?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. You're fuck, marry, kill this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Joan Rivers.
Oh, shit.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Uh-huh.
Lady Gaga.
Oh, fuck me. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one. Oh.
Fuck one, kill one, marry one.
Oh, shit. Okay, they all have money. They've all got money. Okay, they're all fucking blonde. Lady Gaga's hideous.
Compared to
Jessica
the
Park. Hold on. Jessica Park is hideous. Rivers is the most hideous. Oh, fuck. You really got me good on this one.
Okay. I was thinking about that one.
You know what? Right off the bat, I got to say kill Lady Gaga because I don't fucking like her, dude. She bugs me. Everything about her bugs me. At least the other two have some kind of self-respect. At least they got something going where they have. Am I explaining it right? Lady Gaga is like a fucking mess in my book. I don't know. She just seems like, look at me. I'm so artsy. It's like, get the fuck over yourself, dude. At least Rivers can like joke about herself and has a good personality. And Sarah Jessica, she seems annoying too. Fucking A. All right, fine, dude.
Yes.
There it is. Kill Lady Gaga because she deserves it. Fucking Madonna ripoff. Fuck it. I will fuck Sarah Jessica Parker and marry Joan Rivers.
That was a no-win situation beginning.
Oh, yeah. Joan Rivers seems like she's the most fun to hang around with.
I'll give you that. She used to be a comedian. I will give you that. I don't like it that now she's fucking fashion police. I don't see how a fucking...
I don't know anything she's on.
I don't. She's like on E's fucking fashion.
I don't have E.
She's basically the correspondent for what fashion should be. I don't feel that somebody
is she with her daughter on that show?
I don't think so, but she still looks like a whore. I don't see how all that plastic surgery and she still looks bad.
Oh, no, she's ugly, dude. Yes. They're all fucking ugly, but I'm saying out of the lesser of the evils.
Yeah, you did. Well, I don't know. I'd kill Sarah Jessica Parker.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think she. Everything dude, on her
have
looks
have you ever
old.
Seen Hocus Pocus?
See, I remember that. I know where you're going with this.
She looked hot as for her body anyway, man. Yeah. Not her face.
Well, I think it's because she had a little bit more meat on her. And I think that whole, you know, she's redhead. She had in costume and everything like that. I do remember that because I remember like, I'm like, who is that girl? But then, you know, you think about it now and she was like, oh, she's just. Oof. And Lady Gaga, I mean, at least she's got talent. I mean, from what I know, she's from what I know. I mean, she does do music that people like besides the arts,
the gays like it.
Yeah. Besides
what
poppy
are you saying,
stuff.
Lito?
Yeah. Oh. I think Faye likes it. Faye loves the Lady Gaga, but I declined to answer that question because that's your fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
So you've come to this conclusion that you'd kill Gaga.
Oh yeah.
Rah, 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 rah.
Dude, I'm happy with this. I'm sticking by it. I'm owning it.
Sarah Jessica Parker. Cause she looks like a horse toe. Horse foot witch bitch, and you'd fuck Joan Rivers.
No, I said I'd marry Joan Rivers.
Oh, you'd marry Joan Rivers because
she's the
best funnest to be
with.
Around.
Oh yeah.
I could out of those decisions, I do agree with Joan. I'd have her.
So I'd switch the other two.
Yeah, you should probably put her in her Spaceballs outfit, like the dot matrix, and she's like, you know, that's the only time she's acceptable.
Hey, I marry her doesn't mean I gotta fuck her. I can cheat on her like crazy, but we're married. That's
oh,
all.
God. Oh, tell me who you're wearing.
I'll tell you who you're wearing. You're wearing me all over your face. Oh.
Spank, bank.
All right, Lito. That was a hard one. Yeah. I'll commend you on that one.
Literally. That's all I do is think about fucking. I got a good one, too.
I haven't been thinking about him, dude. I need to more. I need to do this more.
Yeah.
Here's what I got.
See, this is what you do. You start with a really, really fucking bad one, and then you go, you try to bring something that's in comparison to that.
Because
with that one, I was like thinking, I was thinking Sarah Jessica Parker, and then I'm like Fergie. I'm like, no, Fergie's like still fucking like awesome. Like,
yeah.
It's just the way, just like her cat face. That's like her only blemish is she's got these like cat eyes. That's kind of weird, but she's still rocking, you know? So. Yeah, I wasn't going to give you that satisfaction.
No, yeah, that wasn't. Yeah, that would have been too easy.
See, one of these days I'm going to give you like a good positive one that like it's like nothing but unicorns. Well, to step under unicorns,
uh-huh.
And then you're going to get caught. But I got a good one for you next week too. All
right, here's mine. Fuck, marry, kill, Lito. Richard Simmons, Bill Cosby, and Chucky.
The doll.
Yeah, the doll. I just try to make them all fucking random,
Okay. I'd kill Chucky because I don't want to get killed.
Here's the thing. I knew you were going to say that. He can't be killed.
Okay, so. Yeah, he can. I mean, he would just transfer into another body and then I just keep on killing him. here's the thing I always felt wrong about the Chucky franchise. How are you going to be afraid of a piece of plastic? He's only 5 pounds of plastic and doll and everything like that. Yeah, he has a knife, but hello, have you ever heard of a bat? I would knock that bitch out so fucking hard.
It's like, okay, it's like that the fighting thing. There's the big dude that's got power, but there's a little guy that's got fucking agility, and he can just run circles around you.
He's not agility.
He'll get you.
He's got little fucking...
But he'll get you.
He's made out of
plush. He's sneaky.
He's made out of plush and plastic.
He's sneaky.
Well... First thing I would do is not be in a scary situation where everything's dark. I would be in a house that's well lit.
Uh-huh.
Like if I was in a vampire world, I would probably wear fucking lead neck braces all the fucking time. So anyways, going back to this one, I'd kill Chucky.
Isn't that werewolf?
No, vampires. Anyways, I'd kill Chucky as many times as it takes.
Yes.
Okay. I'd fuck Bill Cosby because, you know, he's, you know, in the pudding.
You're going to marry Richard Simmons?
In the pudding, in the jello, in the, you know, and he's got those cool sweaters. So I can always,
you marry Richard Simmons.
I just rip off his sweaters, you know, and I'd fuck Richard Simmons, you know.
No. You said you fucked Bill Cosby.
I mean, I'd marry Bill's Richard Simmons because he's very girly. He looks like a blast to talk to. You know, he's always
got Vito, yeah, let's talk about your fitness regime.
He's always got all this energy, you know, and
that's too much for me, dude. He'd be too fucking wound up.
Exactly,
like you can't shut him up.
Yeah, but Bill Cosby, he's like, he's really old. He's
That's
always
the point, yeah.
He's always been like an old grandpa. Like, I don't even want to be with a grandpa all the time.
Okay, but then, like we talked about earlier, you want to hear their stories.
On top of that, but the thing is, you know, a fuck is something that you could, wham, bam, thank you, man, be on your way.
Yeah.
Whereas marriage is for life, and you don't
want
to be married
and
to any
black
people. And
you want Richard Simmons for...
What?
And you would marry Richard Simmons.
Out of the choices, yes.
That's pretty gay.
Well, yeah. I mean, if we're talking about marrying men on men marriage, well, you're going to pick the most gayest one, right?
No.
I don't. You're going to want to pick
what?
The most.
Okay,
we're
talking
wanna,
about this.
You're going to want to pick the most. You've talked about this.
No, we have.
No. Okay, yeah, we have. But you said if I was gay or if you were gay, you'd love to hang out with a guy that's just like you.
Oh, fuck yeah.
See, that's the thing. That's how I know you're gay.
Why?
Because if I was gay, I wouldn't be gay, but the thing is, I'd still want something the exact opposite of me. I wouldn't want to be
No. That's the whole
bro,
fun of
that's
being
so,
gay.
Fuck yeah, that guy just got knocked out. Suck my dick, bro. And then he'd be like, look at it, bro, this fucking dick's so good,
no,
bro.
Here's the thing.
Like, that's what I see. It seems like, bro, dude, your balls feel so good in my ass, bro.
Okay. What if Simmons is a fucking a straight top only.
I just, no.
You hear me?
That
hey,
doesn't.
I'm talking to you.
That wouldn't happen.
Oh, fuck you. It
could
happen.
On. I see Richard Simmons being like the guy from Family. Oh, no. You know?
I think you'd be surprised.
No, dude. There's no way, dude. He cannot be that flexible and bendable by being just a top.
He's not, though. He's pretty thick. He's solid.
Yeah,
he's
all
not
muscle.
Like, he's not scrawny. He's not all muscle.
Imagine he was all like ripped legs and he's just like, you know, you think he's like going to be all submissive and he turns, turn over, bitch. We're going to rock it to the 80s.
Dude, I bet you Richard Simmons would fucking dominate you. I bet he would. You'd be very surprised.
Maybe that's what I want, to be surprised.
I think it is what you want. Right. No, okay, hold on. I'm curious about this. So you think it's far more gay that I say I want to hang out with a cool dude and that's why I'm gay because I'm hanging out with a cool fucking dude?
Why not just have a friend?
Or because I have to pick one, dude.
You have to be gay?
That's the fuck. It's fuck, marry, kill, asshole. You got to
pick
it's one.
But I'm not telling you. Okay, well, that's exactly why. I didn't want to. What was it? Last week's
Okay, hold on,
thing.
Hold on.
You know, last
so
week's
it's
thing.
Gayer. Okay, so it's gayer to pick a manlier dude like yourself as opposed to a girly guy, a feminine twinkie guy?
Maybe with me it's all about dominance.
But you're assuming you're going to dominate Richard Simmons. What if he takes you down?
Have you seen this dick right here? I'd take that bitch down. Have you seen my anaconda? Oh, fucking tripod.
You know what? I think it's for the masses to decide.
Okay.
You know? I want you guys to, if you hear this, if you've gotten this far, God bless you. But if you've heard this.
Thank you.
And you want to vote on this, who's gayer, me or Lito? Is it gayer to be with like a manly dude if you have to be gay?
No,
if you have
to
be gay.
I think we should just say who's gayer. Me or you.
Okay.
It shall be happened. It shall be happened.
It shall be happened.
It shall be.
All right. All right, fine. Okay, I got one more bonus one for you.
Well, if you got a bonus one, I got a bonus one then too.
Okay, fine. You go first then. God
damn
it. All
right, ready?
Yeah.
Ready?
Ready, steady.
All right. The Elephant Man. Sloth. And Rocky Dennis.
Rocky Dennis?
Yeah.
The dude from The Mask?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. Okay.
Fuck Mary.
Who was the first one?
Sloth.
No, that was the second one.
Oh, Elephant Man.
Elephant. Oh, shit. Okay. This is obvious.
Really?
Yeah. Kill the Elephant Man.
Why? He's a man, not an animal, damn it.
Who's the fucking animal?
Huh?
Who's the animal in the equation?
Did you ever hear that? I am not an animal, I'm a man.
Okay, but he's the most hideous. You kill that motherfucker. Who? Okay, you're not going to marry him. You don't want to look at that fucking face for the rest of your life. You're not going to fuck him. It's maybe just gross.
Maybe he's got the moves like Jagger.
Check it out. I fuck the mask, Rocky Dennis, because he's a good dude. And you know, he deserves a good fuck in his life.
You think he'd get upset if you said, hey, give me head? And like, because that's all he is all head?
I wouldn't want his head near me. I would fuck him in the ass. He would turn around. He would turn away from me.
It would look like you're fucking a Eastern Island head, huh?
No. If I fuck him from the asshole, it'd be like I'm fucking like a big-headed redhead chick. That's all.
Like a big shield.
She's got long hair.
Like a big redheaded shield.
So I'd fuck him, and of course I'd marry Sloth. You know why? He'd protect me, man.
But once your fingers?
Once I give him his... No, Baby Ruth. Once I give him his Baby Ruth? Dude, all I gotta do is go to Costco and buy like 3 packs of Baby Ruth, which is like 800 bars of candy. Yeah. And then I can just have his loyalty forever. He'll do whatever I want.
You go on adventures with him?
Oh, fuck yeah. I wouldn't have to fuck him as my wife. He would just do stuff for me.
Hey, you guys.
That's easy, dude. That's no contest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If the battle of
deformity.
The freak show.
Yeah. Sloth is the obvious choice, dude. His dedication and fucking loyalty for you.
His loyalty. I like that in a legal marriage.
Slave.
I like that in a companionship.
Here's mine for you. Here's mine for you.
Okay.
Ahem. Darth Vader.
Oh.
Han Solo. And Yoda.
No, I don't.
Where does your loyalty lie?
I don't want to kill any of them.
Yeah.
Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck.
That's a good one, huh?
Yeah, that is. You know what? All right, here we go. No, I don't want to do that. Let's do this then. Just to start off with, maybe as a thought, I'd want to fuck Yoda, just so I can tell, just so I can tell him, judge me by my size, you nut.
Yes, I respect that. Yes. In the face. Yeah.
See, Han's way too pretty to kill, but he's just way too pretty. I mean. But then again, I mean, why wouldn't you want to be with the fucking absolute power of the universe at your side?
Uh-huh.
I'm just a old-fashioned girl. I just, you know, want it all. So I'm going to say I'm going to have to kill Han Solo.
Oh, wow.
And I'm going to have to marry Darth.
I am so shocked by this.
Yeah. I know I said I had the man crush on Han.
I'm surprised you didn't kill Yoda.
I just wanted to be able to tell Yoda, judge me by my size, you do not. Judge me by my size, you do not. You know, like I said before, everyone wants to always have that one time interspecies sex. No one really knows what
but
Yoda
you don't
is.
Want the, you don't want the interspecies sex. You want the fucking punchline.
Yeah.
That's all you want.
Then I'm going to give him my punchline.
You want the Arnold Schwarzenegger style fucking horrible movie line. Judge me by my size, do you not?
Eyes to see you. No, I think Yoda'd be fun. I mean, you see him like jump around like all
so
crazy.
So you're willing
really
to kill
like
off your fucking love, Han Solo, which you said it would be your fucking, which the guy.
I never thought
you
I loved them.
Wait, what I'm saying is the guy that you would have sex with. In of all men in all the world in all history, Han Solo is the guy you would have sex with, and you'd be gay for.
Yeah,
hold on, let me finish.
That was theoretical,
but
though.
You're
I mean, I'm
up,
pretty sure there's a lot more
you're
answers.
Giving
than
up that. For a comic relief punchline for Yoda.
Yeah, it's pretty ingenious, isn't it? Imagine all the crazy things you could do with Yoda, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like fucking a midget.
He'd probably take you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh, you would let him he's in ravage.
Just
you.
Fucking like use the force. Just like fucking use the force. All your fucking clothes rips off.
Blunt force trauma. That's what kind of force you're going to get.
Imagine all the fucking helicopter you do on him. Just fucking...
I'm saying he's so powerful, he's going to take you down. He's going to spin you out. He's spin your ass around.
It feels like I'm being watched.
Okay. Well, I am shocked and appalled by this.
Yeah.
But
you know what? I'm going to stay with my answers.
Okay, fine.
I think.
Sleep on it.
That was a fucking hard one, dude. I don't know, man. That was really hard. I know. It's fucking gay or nay, but yeah, that was really fucking hard.
All right, Lito, now it's time for I Fancy That.
Oh.
It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
Do you have a fancy?
Of course I do. What do I look like? All the other jagoffs? I fancy in my town of Anaheim.
Anaheim?
Yes.
Yeah.
On Ball Road. Yes. And right between fucking East and State College, there's a place called Gunnell Lumber. This place is fucking awesome. Not because of it, but they got a big sign that's on the street. Well, not on the street, but, you know, it's a big billboard on the way. You know, you pass it, go buy it, whatever. And every fucking week, this sign has a saying, has a funny joke or a you know, kind of like a moral statement.
Really?
Or, you know, it's got some kind of saying. And it is so fucking awesome because that thing is like, it's my fortune cookie. It's so fucking enlightening to actually be able to see some positive sometimes, you know? Mm-hmm. And like today's, I passed by today and I was like, fuck, I don't know if I have anything ready for the show. You know, I didn't have my movie mystery. I had my Fuck, Marry, Kills. I had a fucky moment, but the Fancy Dat, you know, it's kind of hard to come up with Fancy Dats just because.
Oh yeah, I came with mine today too.
The world's like, you know, just so fucking, everything's fucky.
It's
but,
so
you know,
ugly.
Yeah. So like today I passed by and the Fancy Dat was, hold on, I'm sorry. I don't think.
Do you think you can go by them and ask them if they'll post I Fancy That?
You know what? That'd be fucking cool, huh? That would be fucking really cool. So like I passed by today and I had it down. I don't know what this phone. It's kind of one thing I don't like about these Android phones. They kind of lose my shit all the time.
Oh
yeah. Anyway, so just kind of rough. Today's saying was the problem with the gene pool is that there's no lifeguard on duty. And I thought, I'm like, huh, that's pretty funny.
I was
like, wow, that's, and I don't know if I'm saying exact right, but you get my gist. It's kind of like saying like, all right, fuckers. You know, be a little bit more selective, quit making stupid kids, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. And sometimes, you know, like a lot of times it's like, you know, like the Tyler Durden type of sayings, you know, like things that you own end up owning you in the end, you know?
Yeah.
It's very, very positive sayings, very, they got jokes sometimes. And I fancy the shit out of that, man.
That's cool.
I fucking love that. And maybe I'll start posting up some pictures, but I make it a point to try to read them all the time. If there's something new, I'm like, oh, that's pretty good. Hardly ever do they have like, oh, on sale this week, something da 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 da. Hardly ever are they promoting themselves. And that's what I fancy.
Mm-hmm.
I fancy the fucking Gunnell Lumber's Board of Wisdom.
That's what it's called?
That's what I called it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I have coined it.
You should email them or something.
I am.
Board of Wisdom.
I'm going to tell them.
I support you.
The Danger Hour says, I fancy that. So, Board of Wisdom, I fancy that.
Aww. All right. Here's what I fancy, Lito. This last Friday, my wife was sick as fuck, and I told my kids a week before, hey, on Friday, I'll take you to the movies. Because my daughter's been like, I want to go to the movies, Dad, the big movies. I'm like, all right, we'll go soon.
The big movies.
So, so my wife was sick as fuck, and I told her, you know what? You stay home. Rest. I want to take the kids out, which is not something every father would do. I'm going to tell you right now. Taking both those fucking maniacs. And so she's like, okay, fine. That's very nice of you. And so I didn't even go to work on purpose so I can spend the day with these fucking kids. Look at that. So we go to a movie. But here's why I fancy the discount fucking theaters.
Okay.
They might be a little shitty. They might be a little outdated. They might have movies that are almost on video. But hey, you take your kids to watch, you know, I took them to see Wreck-It Ralph, like I told you at your house.
Yeah.
Wreck-It Ralph. Movie. And, you know, I enjoyed the movie. It was a little slow at some parts, but, you know, it came back around and it saved itself. I appreciated it. And, real quick, did you almost cry in the movie at all?
No, not
me,
that one.
Me neither. No,
not that one.
Some parts I was like, God damn it.
I think I almost cried during Up. I think that's the last movie.
Oh, yeah, that's obvious. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of voices do that. Anyway, so you know what? Even my kids, like during the movie, were like, "Eh, kind of over this." But it's more, I think, for adults, right? Wreck-It Ralph.
Than kids. Yeah, it's. I don't think little kids get video games yet. I think they're still like, oh, play video games. You know,
they did enjoy like the girl racer girl, but
she's very bubbly.
Oh yeah, but you know, when she was on the screen, I can tell they were like, oh, they were fucking hooked. But you know, when it was like mostly Ralph on the screen. They're like, yeah. But I was like, yeah, I'm enjoying it. But anyways, the fact that I could take my kids to the fucking movies and spend $15 for the tickets and all the fucking snacks I could fit in my jacket gas station. I bought two bags of Cheez-Its. I bought fucking M&M's. I bought one something else. Dude, $15 for all those snacks and the tickets. When you go to the movies, it was like $15 almost for one fucking ticket.
I think you spent less than me. And when I took my godson to go watch the movie at a theater that's shitty as it was.
Yeah.
And I think I spent almost close to $17 on two tickets.
Just the tickets only.
Yeah, just the tickets by itself.
Yeah, dude.
So he didn't get no drinks. He got water.
So so I got $3 fucking movie tickets because he went before
that's
5.
That's fucking awesome.
Oh, after 5, $3.75. Yeah. Sorry. But dude, I was like, all right, the theater's a little bit outdated. Screen isn't that big. Sound isn't as great. But you're still taking your fucking kids to the movie theater, which, oh, I would assume they would be like, oh, this is great. But my kid afterwards, my daughter, you know, she's like almost 6. She's a little smart ass. She goes, the theater my grandma takes me is way better than this one. I was like,
oh no.
Fucking little shit. But the point is, dude, I got away with taking my kids out to the movies for $15 fucking dollars for snacks and the movie. And hey, I fancy that.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be. I mean, can you take Jacob to the movie, like the big movies? You know, to
he went too.
Movies?
I ain't never taken him because my daughter, I took him when she was 3, and she still wasn't ready yet. So he's 3 now, and I'm like, I should wait a little bit.
And that's what I was saying. You know, when I took my godson, he's like close to 6, and he was starting to get fidgety too. And I'm like, how are you going to get fidgety? It's a cartoon movie.
Yeah.
But then again, like when I took him, I mean, the theater wasn't that nice, but I was like, fuck, man. Like, I could see trying to take your kid to a movie because you would think it works at home. But then you get it. I'm like, how? Why is it not working here? I'm like, oh, because they can get up.
Yeah.
Play something really quick over here while still watching the movie.
Yeah.
They can't do that at a theater.
The trick with my kids is you gotta have them fucking stocked with food, and drinks.
Yeah.
I didn't have drinks this time because I don't want them to go pee during the movie.
Oh yeah,
I'm alone, dude. I don't want to take fucking both of them. And plus, I want to see the fuck. I don't want to get up during the movie. I want to watch the fucking movie.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. So
they started getting like, I'm thirsty. I'm like, just wait till the movie's over. But that kid over there has a Slurpee. I want a Slurpee. Okay, but they got it before. They won't allow you to get up during the movie.
Yeah,
it's against the rules.
I can see how that's a problem. Yeah, it's gonna be a give or take, right? I mean, I've taken my godson to another movie and he fucking loved it. I was able to fall asleep, no problem. It seemed like
fall asleep.
Oh yeah,
you wake up and your nephew's gone.
No, the thing was, I took him. It was my godson and my little cousin, and I took him to the movies, and it was we went to go see The Lorax, and I thought, oh, okay, Danny DeVito. I was like, oh, it was okay, but I was like, after a while, I was like, god damn, this movie's fucking gay. I fell asleep for I think what seemed like half an hour almost.
We watched Lorax here on Netflix and I fell asleep.
And I'm like, god damn, this movie's fucking long. And then they start singing. I'm like, oh god, I'm going back to sleep. And he loved it though. He was like, he left and he was like singing. And he's like, Nino, I like this part. I like this part, Nino. And I thought when we went to go watch this new movie and he likes video games. And I'm like, okay, he's going to like this one. He walked out. I'm like, what'd you think of the movie? He's like,
yeah.
But he gets shy, though. I'm like, I haven't seen him in a while, and he got shy, and he's like, right. He didn't really want to open it up like he did, but.
Because you were touching him so inappropriately in the movie,
no.
Right?
No. So you gotta be a jerk and make it inappropriate. But no, that didn't happen either. A little bit.
All right, Lito. Now it's time for the darker side of life. Now it's time for the fuck you moment. And Lito, here we go.
Fuck you! My fuck you moment goes to, let me set it up. We had a corporate meeting a couple weeks ago. We go to the corporate office. Corporate buys us lunch, or dinner at that time. You know, we had pizza.
Oh!
And pizza had more than one topping, so you know they spent a little money on us. Yeah.
Wow.
And they got us wings.
Oh.
And
gyukis.
Gyukis. We didn't. No. We did have gyukis.
Oh yeah.
They bought us desserts and everything like that. My fucking moment isn't to the corporate. My fucking moment goes to Cracker Jacks.
What?
My fucking moment goes to Cracker Jacks.
Okay.
Do you remember the reason why you'd buy Cracker Jacks?
The prize, of course.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And little peanuts.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? You just brought something else up.
Oh.
When was the last time you had Cracker Jacks?
That's been a while. A
couple years?
Nah. I got my kids for nostalgia purposes. I got them a box of Cracker Jacks.
What was the prize?
Some bullshit fucking thing. Yeah, some paper fucking shit.
That's it.
Yeah.
They do not offer any more toys, gadgets, gizmos, whatchamacallics, or anything.
Yeah.
Everything now is this piece of paper that you can fold back and it reveals some fuckhead's face.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be some history lesson. Fuck you, Cracker Jacks. I miss the fucking compass rings. I miss the fucking mirror heart rings. I miss the fucking the stickers at least.
The whistle rings?
Yeah. Yeah, I miss those fucking things. Not anymore, dude. And then on top of that, I mean, that's the main fucking moment. I mean, that's the reason why you get Cracker Jacks. They're fucking good. I love Cracker Jacks.
Huh.
But these fucking things like
what,
have...
What do they call that?
Caramel corn.
Yeah.
And these things, I mean, the reason why you get them is the toy. Like fucking cereal back in the day. The taste was a factor, but the toy was the fucking...
Yeah.
That was the nail break. You know, that was the fucking nail in the coffin.
Yeah.
So with Cracker Jacks, now all the fucking... I was asking everyone. I'm like, did you get this piece of shit paper? They're like, yeah, I got it. Oh, mine's Gandhi. Oh, mine's Thomas Jefferson. Mine's fucking God, you know? Whoever these fucking pieces of paper were.
Yeah.
And like, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. So I fucking tossed that to the side. I'm like, well, fucking Cracker Jacks is going to make up for it. Popcorn's good. Fucking out of the, I had a little snack size bag. There's like three peanuts in there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, this is.
I always remember them being snippy on the peanuts, though.
They've always been fucking skimpy on the peanuts, but you had to find the peanuts? I mean, at least the first fucking handful.
That's your prize.
Yeah. That's the prize. A piece of paper and maybe a peanut or two.
And two peanuts.
Yeah.
Good luck, asshole.
Yeah, exactly. My fucking moment goes to Cracker Jacks. I know. I get it. Inflation, economy, prices, up. Gotta save, gotta cut, gotta skimp. You can't take away the reason why you have a fan base, though.
Yeah.
You can't at least bring back the whistle rings. At least. Or the glow in the dark. Remember? I mean, they were like glow in the dark. Spiders, like little spiders, you know.
Yeah, little bug.
Yeah,
dude.
Like,
yeah, that was the fucking that was what you were about.
That's the
reason. You take it away.
Yeah, it was like back in the day. It was fucking. This is what we used to get back in the day after school. I remember one of the kids' mom. She would pick us up, and we'd go to a drive-through liquor store. Remember those?
We have one over here. In La Puente.
Yeah,
you're probably talking the same one.
No. This was his. This one we went into was in. Fuck. Not too far away, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we went up there, and we would get a Squeeze-It. Remember Squeeze-Its? The juices?
Sounds familiar.
And they had, like, little faces molded into the plastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Squeeze-It. Yeah.
Squeeze-Its.
Wait. Squeeze-It?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's them.
Now they're, like...
twist the top off?
Yeah, twist the top off.
Okay,
and you squeeze it.
Right.
We'd get Squeeze-Its.
Oh, that's what they call it.
We'd get Squeeze-Its, and then we'd get Cracker Jacks.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't Cracker Jacks, we got like the Sour Ropes or Gummy Bears,
okay.
The original Gummy Bears. But like that was the point why you picked Cracker Jacks, because there was always a toy. Like it was like you were getting two things. You're getting the Cracker Jacks and a toy.
Right.
Now it's bullshit and lies and fuck you, Cracker Jacks.
And they're raping our new kids' childhoods.
God damn it. They shouldn't even say there's a toy inside. I think it even says, you know, in blue, a little, you know, surprise inside. Yes, surprise. We fucking got
your
you.
Surprise is disappointment.
This is your surprise. Nothing. It's a life lesson. Real doesn't hand you shit. You got to get to yourself.
Oh, Cracker Jack.
You disappointed me.
Did you ready to close it off?
Yeah.
You should probably say it one more time.
Fuck you, Cracker Jacks. I said it in the Inspector Gadget, Dr. Claw voice.
Yeah. Oh, I just thought about the end of the day. I'll get you, Gadget.
I'll get you, Gadget. One day.
That was dude, I used to love that fucking show.
Mad Cat?
What did he go?
Did you ever see what Dr. Claw looked like?
They never showed that.
They released a toy. Same thing. They released a toy, and it was supposedly what Dr. Claw looked like.
Just the glove?
No. The toy is so fucking stupid. I always expected Dr. Claw to look like this big Iron Man type medieval knight looking thing. It's like this. It's just this scrawny fucking guy with a fucking glove.
That's okay. I know why they did that, because it's fucking funny. Because that's what you expect, the big hardcore motherfucker. And they look at this. It's a fuck you. That's all it is. Let's throw a curveball here.
Yeah,
this like my tiny little guy.
Still bullshit.
I'll get you, Gadget. Hey, Penny. Penny was a real fucking genius, right?
Gadget was Penny. A was it was retard. The dog's name? Penny.
Brain.
Brain. Yeah.
All right. Here's my fuck you. Man, this happened a few weeks ago. All right, Lito. Let me paint you.
Paint me a picture.
A word portrait with my what? A mind portrait of my words of paint.
Hold on. Let me show you this.
Is that him?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
That voice doesn't belong with that guy, right? That looks like fucking that. He needs a fucking old English fucking Michael Caine voice.
That's him.
Some men want to watch the world burn. I'll get you, Gadget.
Well, I can see how it goes along with the other characters in the show.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude. You know, he looks like a fucking pirate. Got the ascot and all that shit.
Yeah.
Meh. Meh. All right, let me paint you a mind portrait with my words of paint. So I'm at work one day, 2 weeks ago, and in the streets, and I see this chick down the street walking with this dude, right? And he's walking a pit bull. But I didn't pay no much mind to the pit bull or the guy. This chick was hot as fuck. She had on the sports bra where it shows like the whole midriff.
Okay.
She had on the bicycle type stretchy shorts. You know?
Yoga pants?
Sure, but shorts.
Yoga shorts.
There you go. Is that what they call now? They call them yoga shorts?
I think they're called salute shorts, as in salutes.
Okay. So she's walking, dude, and this chick, fuck, dude, I can still picture in my brain. She was hot as fuck. The perfect big rack, but not huge and not,
okay.
Yeah. Not comical, like perfect, but all right. Big, okay? Small, skinny waist, you know, like the light skin color, the big fucking ass. She was like the fucking poster child of what a hot girl should look like, right?
All
right. And she's wearing this sexy ass, like, workout athletic gear. And it's like, oh, my God. And, like, you know, she's got her long legs. And
what'd you say?
Deal.
Fuck, if I wasn't gay.
And it hit me like a dick in the mouth. So I see her walking. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm just staring at this chick, dude. And I'm like, I can't look away. And I'm just captivated. Here's my fucking moment.
Okay. She turned around and she had a dick.
No. The fucking moment is the guy catches you staring at her. That's my fucking moment. And this has happened to, I think, everybody, right?
Yeah.
You're staring at a chick, and then her boyfriend notices you're staring at her. And it's like that moment where you're like, you got me. And
womp.
Yeah, it's like that, it's not really that big of a deal, but it is a fail, because as a guy, you're supposed to get in and get out.
Yeah.
Don't get caught. You know what I mean? So it's like you're the spy. It's like, I see you right there.
He's like, hey, I got you.
Yeah, so it's like the jig is up.
Yeah.
It's up.
The jig is up. Like, jig is up, saying.
And the fucked up thing is, like, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm looking a little too long. I should probably stop looking right now. And then, eyes locked. You know, eye contact.
So when you went to look away, did you, like, as you're looking away, is the eyes panning from one spot to another? Like, you see his eyes and they're locked on yours.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Oh,
oops. Yeah. Then it's like, what can I do? It's just an awkward moment, dude. But it's mostly not really awkward. It's mostly like, dude, you failed.
Yeah.
You failed. You're an idiot. You got busted. That's something you don't do. You don't get busted checking on another dude's girl. That's it.
Yeah.
You don't get busted doing that. That's what I got busted doing. So.
You should have said, oh, I love her tennis shoes. That's why.
I should have like just shrugged and went, ah, like an 80s sitcom.
Meh. And then and the credits would have came on. Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Yeah.
And it would have frozen. It went, ah. Yeah.
I can see that. Created by Lorne Michaels.
Yeah. So, I got caught. And it was funny at the same time. I was like, I broke guy code. You know, I got busted chain at your girl.
Okay.
Yeah. But I think, is it guy code that I can look at your girl for a split second? I just got...
You can't. You can look, but you can't stare.
You can't get caught. Yeah.
You can't
stare. And who knows how long he was looking at me. That's the thing, too.
See, that's the thing, yeah. I mean, you were fucking staring.
And
huh?
I was biting my lower lip. No. I was like... Yeah.
Where's your other hand? I gotta go.
Between two pillows. Yeah. Those aren't pillows. So, getting caught checking out a guy's girl. Situation, I mean. Fuck you.
Fuck you!
Oh, jerk.
And that's it, Lito.
That's it, huh?
Wrap it up.
Look at that.
Look at that. And what else? Did I have anything else?
Did everything. Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you happy about this?
Huh?
Are you happy about it?
Yeah, why not? I'm happy about everything I'm in.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait, is that confidence or cockiness?
Both.
No.
Is it cockiness or confidence? And I said it about myself.
And now I both. Hate you.
And that's how we end it, people. With James hating me,
yeah.
That's a wrap.
And you being cocky. And as always, stay dated, my friends.